What is the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost series. This message by Brother William Marion Branham was delivered on Wednesday evening, December 16, 1959, at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Moya okenile, kinto mangi? Mukoloko kaza moya okenile. Ningosale kamuzwale William Marion Branham, nelikutalizwa labula lumanzi bwana. Ngulule 16, 1959, ili Fabranam Tabanako, mwa Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
Hardly for a meeting. This meeting is to be a little different meeting than what we usually have here.
Mane kwa mukopano? Mukopano wo ulukela kuba o shutani kwa teni kufita yeluwanga niyo na mo.
Mostly every time when we come together here, it's a meeting to, for the healing of the sick and for the physical needs. It's the emphasis is put upon that.
Ha, na kukaufila, halutaha mohumo. Kimuko panua kwa foliso ya wakuli nizeto kwa ala kwa mibili ya nama. Kiti isezo yeve ilwe kuzona.
But tonight we have started this revival for the healing of the soul, the spirit of the man.
Kono busi ubo lukalile anchafazo ye ya foliso ya moyo, ya moya wa mutu.
However, the Lord willing, Sunday morning, at Sunday school Sunday morning, we are going to have a prayer for the sick and a regular line of healing for Sunday morning, the Lord willing.
Konohe haiba mule na alata la sunda kakusasana. Kwa sikolo se la sunda kakusasana, luka wanikula pele la wakuli, ni mukoloko wakamite wafoliso, la sunda kakusasana, haiba mule na alata.
And these weeknights we are greatly pressed to speak on the eternal things for the soul.
Mi nimasiu asunda ye, luhapelezwa hulu, kubulela falitaba za kuyakwile kwa moyo.
Now we know that when a body is healed, that makes us all happy. Because we know that it definitely shows that our God heals the sick.
Chwale luzivakuli mubili ha haufolisizwe, kona zelu visa baba tabile. Kakuli luziba hande kuli mulimu ufolisa bakuli.
But that sick person, if they live long enough, will perhaps be sick again, maybe with the same disease that they were healed of. And that doesn't take away healing.
Kono mutu ya kula yo, haiba ukapila na kwe telele, ukakula hape. Mwendika butu kubabuswana, akila afoliso kuona. Niseo asizu sifate ngifoliso.
The doctor will give medicine for pneumonia and maybe 2 days later they'll die with pneumonia after he's pronounced them well. It reoccurs again.
Doko tauka famuliani wakatavi, nimwe ndima za zamabili kasamulao wako na kushwa kwa katavi, ama no mugulela kuli uiketile. Kaka kutela hape.
But when that soul is healed, you have then in you eternal life.
Kono chole moyo wani house of folisizwe. Fohe unani mwahali kuwena, upilo wabu safeli.
And I believe that we are so close to the coming of the Lord Jesus that it behooves us to do all that we possibly can to bring every soul to the kingdom and to bring the kingdom to the people. Amen. That we might be healed of our spirits.
Mini rumela kuli lusutelezea hulu bukaufi ni kuteha kwa mule na Jesu. Kuli silu hapeleza kueza kaufila ze konala kutisa moyo, kaufila kwa mubuso. Ni kutisa mubuso kwa sichaba. Kuli lukone kufuliswa kwa mio ya yaluna.
I believe that the body of Jesus is the sickest body that I know of. That is the body, spiritual body of Christ on earth. Is very sick.
Ni rumela kuli. Mubili wa Jesu, kimubili o katazwa hulu kimatuku, kamoni zivela. Foki kuliki, kimubili, mubili wa moya wa Kriste mwalifasi, ukula hulu.
And now, we're not planning on keeping you too long of a night, because on the first night we don't have room to seat our beloved friends.
Nichwale aluleli kumivuluka mona kwe telela hulubusi ubo. Kakuli mwabusi ubo apili alunasiba kasakwini saati enyewa likanivaluna baba lateha.
We're in the project of building a new church, a big tabernacle right here on these lots, or wherever the Lord will lead, but as far as we know here.
Luma musebezi wakui hake eleke yencha, tabe nake le tuna onamali bakaze. Kamba kaufela komule na ukaluisa. Kono kuya kamolu zivela faa.
And now, we have give out the meeting Wednesday through Sunday. But then it's Sunday, it's closing into Christmas holidays, but it, whenever the Lord tells us to stop, that'll be the time.
Michwale lufile mkopano, labula lukufite la sunda. Kono chwale la sunda, lukwa la mazazi akilisimasi. Kono kifoka ufila molena, faka luvulele la kuyemela. Kona na kona yeo.
We don't know just what the results will be.
Haluzibifila kulilinde pozalu na likaba chwani.
But believing that the folks here at the tabernacle in our sister churches, which is one of them is the Holiness Tabernacle at Utica, which Brother Graham Snelling is a pastor.
Kono kulumela kuli, valikani kwanu, kwa tabernacle nilikeleke zelu tusana nizona, ilikuli ilimu yazo na ki tabernacle yaba Holiness kwa Utica, kwa muzwali Graham Snelling kie na mulisana.
And in New Albany, where Brother Junie Jackson is pastor, and also out on the highway where Brother Ruddle is pastor.
Mimwanu Albany ko muzwale Junie Jackson kie na mulisana. Ni hape ni kwande mwanzila e kambama ko muzwale Rado kie na mulisana.
We and the sister churches of this tabernacle, we are trying to bring the our people into a better fellowship with Christ. That's our purpose. So, I have chosen to read and to teach on for the next few nights.
Luna nipona kwani, likereke zelu tusana nizona, nitabenakele ye, lulika kutisabas chaba saluna, sikeni mwa kutuano ende ni kresti. Wo, kona mulelo wa Luna, kacholo niketire kubala, nikuluta cholo, kwa masihu atatama alikani.
Tonight I want to speak on the subject of what is the Holy Ghost. And tomorrow night I want to preach on what was it given for.
Wusi ubo ni wata kubulela fataba ya kuli. Moya o kenile kinto mangi. Mikamu so wusi ubo ni wata kukutaza yeri. No fezuisi kamangi.
And on Friday night, and to the recorders, I don't want this recorded Friday night. How do I get the Holy Ghost, and how do I know when I have it?
Milabu faifibu sihu ni kubaba soliku rekoda. Ani latikuli murekodea ni labu faifibu sihu kuli. Nikona kuwa muhela chwani mwe aoke nile. Hape, nikona kuziba chwani hani na niwona.
Then we will just let then see what the Lord will lead us for Saturday and Sunday morning a healing service and another evangelistic service for Sunday night.
Michwale luka tuwela fela milubone saka luzama esamule na kuzona. La pelekelo nila sunda. Nila sunda ya kakusasana sebelezo ya foliso. Nisebelezo ye mwe ya kuhasa nya evangeli la sunda kusihu.
And now we want everyone to know that. And I know the recorders is running in the back room, and we wish to say this.
Milubata kuli mangi ni mangi azive kuli, mini ziva kuli baba rekoda basulikuweza cholo mwamuzuzu kwa mulaho, milula kaza kuli vaeze cholo.
Because in these meetings like this on the evangelistic type, we have people from different denominational churches which has been taught in their own sphere of belief, each one, and that's all right.
Kakuli mwami kopano yesu wanasina ye, famu futa wa evangelie, lunani vatu babazo wakwali kopano za likereke ze shutana, kwa ze lutilwe mwasiba kasabona, luli satumelo. Ifi ni ifi, Mizeo kizende.
I have never wanted to be guilty of sowing discord among brethren. And out in the meetings, I just preach on the great evangelical truths of the Scripture, on what brethren who sponsor my meeting believe in.
Nalikuwa nitabele kuzibahala, kakuwa ni mulatu wakuchala tuwani so mwala mizwale. Nikwande kwa mikopano, nikutazanga fela fabu niti wa evangeli kama ngolo, kuseo mizwale, baba tusamu kopano waka, walumira kuzona.
But in the tabernacle here, I want to speak on what we believe.
Kono mwatawe nakele mo, ni bataka kubulela falitaba zelu lumela.
Therefore, if you do not understand it, I would be very happy to have a little letter or note from you to ask me a question of why that we believe it thus. And I would be glad to try to explain it the best that I can.
Kabaka leo aiba mina, aba musahu tuisisilika, niko na kubayata vile luli, kubanika pa mpilinyana, kumuka ningolela. Kunivuza puzo ya yalibaka zelulumela litabaze chwalo. Minika tabela kulika, kulitatulula kuyakamuni konela.
You know, every church, if you don't have a doctrine, you're not a church. You've got to have something that you stand for. Some principles that you're holding up.
Mwaziba keleke kaufela. Haiba muna tuto, hamu keleke. Muna nikuba nizemu yemela. Milao yengwi yemu tokomela.
And regardless of what a person's affiliation or denomination might be, if that person is born of the Spirit of God, that's my brother or my sister.
Mea kuna taba kamba mutu uwela kwa siye mbasifi kamba kopano. Haiba mutu yo upepilwesi ncha kamo ya wamulimu. Yo kimuzo ale waka kamba kaizelaka.
Regardless of we might differ in other things as far as east from the west, but we are still brothers.
Hakuna tabaka lwakona kushutana mwalika zengwi, kushutana sina upa kwa wiko, kono, rusalimizu wale.
And I would not do nothing but try to help that brother for a closer, better walk to Christ, and I believe any real true Christian would do the same for me.
Mia kuna zenu kuna kweza kuanda kulini tusemuzu wale, kubani muzamao, olivu kaufi ni kreste. Minilumela kulimane, mukreste wa niti wako na kweza tabaisu wanakuna.
Now I've asked this tabernacle. Now we're not entering into this just for a protractive meeting.
Chole ni kupire tabenakele ye, chole alukeni mwali tabaze kuli lilie isefe la mukopano.
I want to enter into this, and I want you, and have asked you to burn every bridge that's behind you and make every sin right. That we're coming into this with all that's in our hearts and lives.
Niwata kukena mwatengi, mini wata kulimina mane ni mikupa kuli mufezeli tabazami na zakale, misi vikao fela siluki swe, kulilutai mwataba yeluta kuyona, kalipiluzalo na kau fela ni upilo.
We must come here for the sole purpose of getting our souls ready for the coming of the Lord. And for no other purpose. And as I have spoken and said that maybe sometime I might teach or say something that might be a little contrary to what someone else, the way they believed it.
Lusonea kutehanga kwanu kamulelo ulimungwi unosifela wa mioyo yaluna ritu kise kuteha kwa mulena. Mi kusike kwa ba mulelo usili, misi na hani vulezi ni kwa mbola kuli. Kuli muendina kuwe mwina kuna kuluta, kamba kubulea sisi mwini, sisi kuna kushuta ninyana, kuzazibayo mungwi, muone bali vulumelela.
I did not come for controversy, you see. We are here to make ready the coming of the Lord.
Hani ani sika teha kwanu kutoluwa nisa. Mabona, ni tile luteni mo kutoi tukiseza kuteha kwa mulena.
And I think that this little group, I've got some visiting brethren with me here I know from different places, and we're happy to have them.
minise pakuli sikwatanyana se ninalimizwa leti lopota amohoni namo na aziba babazwa kwalivaka zeshutana milutabile kuba nibona.
And no doubt but what out through the audience there's others from out of town, from out from around our little joining cities here.
Mia kuna kukakanya kuli ni mwasibaka kutezimo kunani babangwe babazwa kwande atolopo kuzwa kwande alivaka zemwe za litopolo zaluna zeluba pani nzo na kwanu.
We're happy to have you and so appreciative of you if you love us well enough to come to hear these things.
Niluta vile kuba nimina mane luitumela huru kamina haba mwalu late hande luli kulimutilo utwa litawaze.
God, may you take home with you, my brother, sister, the richest treasures God can pour in your heart is my prayer.
Mulimu shangwe amunze muya cholo muzwale waka kezeli mulwale limbuyoti zendende zeo mulimu akona kusululira mwapilu yamina kona tapelo yaka.
And to this little tabernacle, seeing it, I believe that it is one of the finest people that I believe that's on earth goes to this tabernacle. I never said all the finest people. I said some of the finest people on earth go to this tabernacle.
Ni kwa tabernacle nyana ye, kakubona kuli nilumela kuli, kisesi ngusasichawa, sisi nde, sini nilumela, sisi liteni mwalifasi. Sitanga kwa tabernacle ye. Chole, nalikubanibule kuli kau fela kibatu babande. Nivulezi kuli, baba ngwe, baba tu baba nde mwalifasi, batanga kwa tabernacle ye.
But as day by day entering back from meeting to meeting, I see a great need of this tabernacle. A great need in it. And that's for a filling, our consecration, a deeper life, a closer walk with God.
Kono sina zazi nizazi, kukena kwa mulaho wa mukopano ni mukopano, nivona buto kwa wabutuna wa tabernacle ye, buto kwa wabutuna matengi, mizeo, kikutaza kamba kuipea kibupilo wabutungile muzamao wafaka ufini mulimu.
And I have promised them to do this, to have this message is for them, and we're glad to bring you in fellowship with us around the Word of God as we teach and try to bring out.
Mini base pisize kweza cholo kulinive ni mangusa a kabona. Miluta vile kumitisa mwatengi ni kukopana niluna kupotolo alinzula mulimu. Halunze luluta ni kulika kulia tatulula.
Now the first three nights we will not be taking a subject to preach on, but a message to teach from the Word of God.
Chole masiwa malalu amakalilu haluna kubanga ni tuto ya kuluta fatengi. Kono ikaba lingusa la kuluta mwalinzi la mulimu.
And now, for I would not ask anyone to do anything that I would not do myself.
Michwale kakuli, hanina kukupa kulimutu aezesi kakao fila. Senisa koni kweza na kasivili.
And this week has been a complete Calvary for me. I've been so close to the blacking out as I would place it till I was almost beside myself.
Mi sunda ye ivile kauvari ye kwanile hande kuna. Nivilebu kaufia hulu kwa kuunsufala mwoni kuna kulibulelela. Kufitila mane nivatia kubaya takana.
But I have completely surrendered every will and everything that I know of to the Lord.
Kononi filete ato kaufela kakufelelela, nilika kaufela zeniziba kumulena.
The other night, at around a little after midnight, wife and I, after setting up and praying and talking to the Lord across the little footstool in our front room.
Busihu wabu mwimwendi kasamula onyana, wafala busihu, musala kanina kasamula wakuzuha. Nikula pila nikuambola kumulena. Faka pulanya na kwa mautu, mwamusio waluna wakwapili.
With two open Bibles, we consecrated ourselves anew to God for our complete service. That we would surrender our own will and everything and every negative thought and to serve the Lord Jesus.
nilibibeleze pelize ya puhile. Lwa ipa iliru nasi nchakumulimu kwa sebelezo yetezi. Kulilukafali takazo zalu na luli. Mili kakau fela ni mai kuto asili kau fela ni kwa sebelezo ya mule na Jesu.
Not trust that that's been your attitude too. That you've done the same thing.
Minise pakuli woi vilemu kwa wamina ni mina. Kulimwezi zento eswana.
Then when we are coming tonight, we're coming up on holy ground. Among a people who's been praying and fasting and making restitutions and getting ready to receive something from God.
Michwale ya luta abusi ubo, luta faliba kaze kenile. Mwala sichaba sisi vile silapela, nikui timalicho, nikulukisa litaba. Nikui tukisa kwa muhela sika kumulimu.
And I know that he that will come hungry will not go away hungry, but God will feed with the bread of life.
Minizi bakuli yaka tahanitala, hana kukutanitala ya haye. Kono mulimu kamu fepa kasi nkwa sabupilo.
Now before we read from his sacred book, let us bow our heads just a moment for prayer.
Chwale lusikaba la kale mwabuka ye kenile ya haye, haluina misengili toza luna, fana kwa nyana.
Lord, there has already been prayer offered in this place tonight. There has been the songs of Zion has been sung by your children. Their hearts has been lifted up.
Mulena, se kubile kaleta pelo ye filwe mwasi wakasebu si ubo. Kubile lipina za sione, liyo pezu kiba na bahao. Lipiruzabo na likatulu hile.
And we have come here to consecrate ourselves to Thee and to worship Thee from the depths of our soul.
Lutile kwanu kutoi kenisa ililu na kuwena. Nikuto kulapela kuzwelela kwa tasi amyo yaluna.
And we're calling this to Your remembrance, Lord, that You said when You sat upon the mount and taught Your disciples, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Miluti sataba ye kwa kupuzo ya hao mulena. Kulino ize chwa na inge winzi falilundu, hano lutaba luti oba hao. Bafu yozwi baba na nitala nilinyolwa la kuluka. Kakuli baka kuliswa.
You promised it, Lord. We are coming tonight with open hearts. We are coming hungry and thirsting. And we know You'll keep Your promise.
No sepisize cholo mulena. Lutahavusi ubo kalipiruze kwa luhile. Luataha lula pile nikunyolelwa. Miruzi bakuli ukavuluka sepiso ya hao.
As we endeavor to open up these sacred pages of the Bible, to read from it the contents, may the Holy Spirit just take it to every heart.
Halunze luli kakukwalula makepe a kenile a bibele ya, kulilubale kuona zengo zutengi. Mimo yao kenile ungefela pilu ifika ufela.
May that seed fall down into deep, rich faith that will bring forth every promise that the Word has made.
Mechwale peu yeo iwele hande muatasi, moku nanitu meloye tezi, yeka tisase piso kaufila, yeo linzwi lifile.
Hear us, Lord, and cleanse us, and try us.
Luutwe mulena, nikulu kenisa, mane lulike.
And if there be any unclean thing about us, Lord, any unconfessed sin, any thing that's not right, reveal it just now, Lord. We'll walk right straight and do it. For we realize we're living in the shadows of the coming of the Lord Jesus.
Mihai wakuna nintoka ufela yesika kena kalu namulena. Sibi ka ufela sisika bakelwa. Ka ufela sisika luka. Lupatuleleso na chwale. Mule na luka ya hande luyosi kondisa. Kakulilule mwakulilupila mwamiluti ya kuti akwamule na Jesu.
And we have, O Holy God, come into the shadows of thy justice tonight, and we are pleading for a new dedication and consecration and filling of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
Mirunani, O mulimu, ya kenile, taha kwa milutia ya kuluka kwa hao busubo, milukupa kuipasi ncha, ni kukena, ni kutala kamo ya okenile, mwabu pilo waluna.
Seeing the revival fires begin to dim, let us throw on wood of the word, that it might kindle a new fire, that our hearts would be full of zeal.
Kakubona kuli mililo ya nchafazo ikala kutima. Halukoteze ngili kota za linzwi. Kulilikone kutukisa mulilo omuncha. Kulilipiluzalu na litalefi la chiseho.
Sanctify us, Lord, through thy precious word and thy blood and thy grace, we plead. And all thanks and praise will be thine.
Lukeni semulena kalinzula hao lelinde. Nimalia hao nimuhauwa hao lwakupa. Mibu itumelo kau fela nitumbo, liveza hao.
Take all prejudice from our hearts, cleanse us, O Lord.
Ikungere mina hano yesio hande mwali piruzaluna, lukeni se, O mulena.
Give us pure hearts and clean hands and clean minds, that we might come into thy sanctuary night after night, rejoicing and filled with your Spirit. We ask this in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen.
Lufeli piruze kenile, nimazo a kenile, nimina hanoe kenile, kulilukone kutahamwa tempele ya hao ye kenile. Busihu ni busihu, kunyakalala ni kutala moya wa hao. Lukupase, kalivizo la Jesu nikabakala hae. Amen.
I wish to read the word just now. While I ask you to bring your Bibles, your pencils, your papers for scriptures, if you so desire so, it would be very fine.
Nibata kubala linzwi fela chwale, mihalunze nikupakuli, mutahange nilibibele za mina, lipoto loto za mina, ni mapampili ya mina, fakungola nga mangolo. Haba mutabela chwalo, ikaba ntuende luli.
And while you're getting to the seventh chapter of Acts to begin with, to answer the question, or to start in answering the question, what is the Holy Spirit?
Mchwale hamunze mwapula, mwaka uhanywa seven ya likezo, kakukalisa, kulini alave puzo, kamba kukalisa kwa alava puzo eli, moya o kenile, kinto mangi.
There is nothing that will defeat Satan. There's never been nothing on the earth yet that would ever defeat Satan like the Word of God.
Hakuna sisika koma satani. Hakusika basika malifasi. Sisika naku koma satani. Sina linzula mulimu.
Jesus used it in His great battle. He said, it is written.
Jesu na itusizelo na muandua yetu na ya hae. Naize kungozwi.
And this morning, while I've been listening a few days ago to a broadcast that seemed to want to tell that creation just come from some ashes blowing together, and
Mika kusasa na chua na ane nisuli kuteleza mazazinyana afelile, kwa tukiso ye mwifasi limba, yene babata kubule ya kulipupo, na izule fila kwa mufuse omu mwi, onota ile amoho, ni
some phosphate and few chemicals of the earth and the warm sunshine created the germ of life and brought out life.
Musili omungwi ni miliani ya mezi yengwi ya mamubu. Mimu futu mala walizazi wabu pako kwani ya upilo ni kutisa upilo cholo.
How ridiculous when the sunshine will kill any germ of life. Lay a germ out in the sunshine, it'll kill it immediately.
Akibu kuba nivo. Hanili mufutu mala walizazi ukona kubula yako kwani ya upilo. Mubeko kwani mwalizazi likai vula ya kapili.
And there is no such thing but Satan trying to punch that at me.
Mi akunati abaye cholo. Kono satani ulikile kuni nati saseo.
And after I'd taken my little Rebecca to school this morning and on the road back, I started to turn the radio on again, and I thought I'd get into that stuff again, so I just turned it back off.
Miani zwa kwa kuisa Rebecca wa kayomu nyani kwa sikolo kakusasa na chwana, mimwamu sipili wa kukuta, na akala kutu kisasilimba hape. Mina upula kuli nikakena mwama kandeani hape, kacholo na stimafila.
And as I going on up the street, Satan said to me, he said, do you know that this man that you call Jesus was just a man like one day in his day like Billy Graham or Roberts?
Miani ni acholo, mwanzi la satani alikuna kihali. Kikuli waziba kuli muna yo, yo viza kuli Jesu, nelifela muna ni mutu kaufela. Zazi, mwali zazi la hai, inge Billy Graham kamba or Roberts?
He was just a man that they began to have a few people to gather around him and to say he's a great man. And after a while he become greater and then he become a god to them.
Na alifela mutu, yene wakalireku ba nisikuwa tanyana kutaha moku yena, nikubule lakuli, kimu una yomutuna, mikasamu laonyana, awa yomutuna. Michwale aba sina, sinamulimu kuwa wona.
And now it's scattered all over the world since he's dead and that's all.
Michwale lihasa nezi kai ni kai malifasi. Kuzofa shwezi, mikwana maferelezo.
I thought how a liar you are.
Na upula nali uli hataleli tunaluli.
And then I turned just as I was crossing Grimm Street. I said, Satan, you that's talking to my conscience, I'd like to ask you a few things.
Michwale na afetu wa hane nisulifela kutulamukwa kwa wa Graham Street, nali. Satani, weneasu likuwa mbola kwa lizu walolaka. Nitavela kukubuza litabanyana.
Who was it that the Hebrew prophets spoke of that would come? Who was the anointed Messiah?
Nelimangi yaani, yone wabulezi wa profiti wa maiveru kuliwata haa. Nelimangi Mesia ya tozwe yaani.
What was upon those men who foresaw him and told his life thousands of years before he got here?
Kisi kamangi, sende silifa haba anabani. Vene wa mubuoni, nikubulela za vupiro wa hai. Likiti kiti za lilimo, asikata kalifa.
Who was it that foretold it just to the letter? And when he come, they said he was numbered with the transgressors, and he was.
Nelimangi yana alivulezi hande, kaswane ulazo na. Miana atilese bali, aba lelua muhalali sinyi, mina alichwalo.
He was wounded for our transgressions, and he was.
Na holofalezi umaswalu na, mi na alichwalo.
He made his grave with the rich, but he would rise up the third day, and he did.
Mane ai kabila alivitani bafumi. Konona atilo zuha, kaza zilabulalu, mi azuha.
And then he promised the Holy Ghost, and I've got it, so you just might as well get away from it, because it's written in the Word, and every word is true.
Michwale ase pisamo ya okenile, mini na niwona. Kona kuliki hande uzwe kuzeo, kakuli lingozu mwali nzwi, mane linzu kaufela kila niti.
Then he left. Just give him the Word. That does it. He can't stand that word, for it's inspired.
Mi amata. Mumu fefela linzwi, kona lelika kondisalika. Hako ni kuyemela linzulani, kakuli litozizwe.
Let's start reading tonight in the 7th chapter of the book of Acts.
Aluka lele nikuvalabu siubo mwaka uhanyo ya 7, yavuka ya likezo.
Then said the high priest, are these things so? And he said, men and brethren and fathers, hearken, the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Macedonia, before he dwelt in Charan.
Chole mupriste ayo mutuna kihali, litabazeo, kana kimoli inezi. Mikihali, banabayesu nimi na wendate amutwe. Mulimu wakanya naiponi size kukuku walu na Abrahama, asa likuwa Mesopotamia, asikayo ina kwa karani kale.
And said unto him, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and come into a land which I'll show thee.
Alikuyena, tuha mwana ya henu, nikubamusho wa henu, miuye mwana ha yenika kusupeza.
Then came he out of the land of the Chaldeans, and dwelt in Charan, and from thence, when his father was dead, he removed him into this land wherein you now dwell.
Mi kihazo mwana ha ya makaladea, mi ayo ya ha kwa karani. mikuzwa fani ndatahe amanoshwa amuzusa mwatengi amutisa mwanaha momu ya hile chwale.
And he gave him none inheritance in it, no, not so much as to set his foot on. Yet he promised that he would give it to him for a possession and to his seed after him, when as yet he had no child.
Ni asika mufasanda mwatengi, kutokwa ni hai basi wakanyana, sisi hatu wakali hutu. Kono amu sepisakuli ukamu fayona, iveli luola hai. Nilabana babai kuliae, mwamula wa hai, ni ana asika pipa mwana.
God spake on this wise, that his seed should sojourn in a strange land, and that they should bring them into bondage and entreat them evil for 400 years.
Mulimu amu bulele lakuli, vaikulu vahaye, vakayo koza mwana haisiri. Vakayo koza mwana haisiri, vaezwe maswe, kami haye mianda emine.
And the nation to whom they shall be in bondage will I judge, saith God. And after that shall they come forth and serve me in this country.
Kono sichaba, sisi kaba Kenya mabutanga nikasi atula. Kubulela mulimu. Aku kaa fela zeo, vakazo mwatengi, mi vakato nisebeleza mwana haye.
And he gave him the covenant of circumcision. And so Abraham begot Isaac and circumcised him the eighth day. And Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot the 12 patriarchs.
Mi amufabulikani wamupato. Mitwale Abrahama ape pa Isaka. Mi amu Kenya mamupato kaliza zilabu 8. Mi Isaka ape pa Jacobo. Mi Jacobo ape pa bapatriareka babalishumi kababaveli.
Upon this place we wish to approach the subject, which I think is the outstanding subject of today, of the what is the Holy Spirit? What is it?
Fasi wakase luwata kutali matabaye, yeo ni nana kuli kituto ya butokwa yaka chenu, kazamo ya o kenile kintomangi, kisi kama nkana.
And now the reason I have taken these subject in line like this, you cannot come and receive the Holy Spirit unless you know what it is.
Michwale libaka leni ngezili tuto zefa mwamunda ndwe wazo na chwana. Auko nikutaha kutoa muhila moya oke nile, usa azibiku liseo ulisona.
And you cannot receive it if you know what it is unless you believe it's given to you.
Amen.
And it's for you.
Mea uko niku wa muhila, haba wa aziba seo ulisona. Haba usa alumelikuli, ufiro kuwena, mi kiwa hao.
And then you cannot know whether you've got it or not unless you know what results it brings.
Michwale auko niku ziba haiba uwa muhezi, kamba ne, hausa azibili nepo zeta aniona.
So if you know what it is and who it's to and what action it brings when it comes, then you'll know what you've got when you get it. See? That just would settle it.
Kona kuli, haba uziba seo lisona, ni ulumezu tengi, ni kezo yoeza hautaha, kipete uka aziba so nani, hauka wamuhela. Mwabona, zeofela kona zeka kondisalika.
Just like I was talking to our brother Jeffries today, and he said, I would like to be at the meeting tonight, but I'll be there tomorrow night.
Ingefela mwone ni ambole la ni muzwale Jeffries kachenu mikihali. Nikatabela kuba kwa mkupanobu siubo. Kono, nikatubate nkamu sobu sihu.
He didn't know the meeting was going on because we didn't announce it just right here. Some of the brother Leo and them wrote to some of our friends and told him out of town. Well, because we didn't have room.
Nasa zivikuli mkupano usuli waezi hala. Kakuli nerusika uzivalisa wanakuanu. Baba ngi batengi, muzwale Leo, ni baba ngi, baba lika ni baluna, ni kubabulela, baba zomatolopo. Kihande, kakuli nerusinasi baka, mwakuina.
Now, I said, Brother Jeffries, if you sent me down to turn on one of your oil wells and I didn't know nothing about it, I'd probably blow it up.
Charlie Nari, Muzwale Jeffries, haiba, neoka niluma kuyo kwalua, ili ingu ya masima, ahao ama fula. Mine nisika aziwasi kakao fila kazona, ninika lisinya sinya.
I might turn the wrong key or start the wrong motor. I'd have to know how to do it before I did it.
Na kona kukenya mwatengi sinotolo sisili, kamba kuliza mwata isili. Ninika atawela kuziba mwakwezeza, nisikaeza sikakale.
And that's the way with receiving the Holy Ghost, you've got to know what you are coming for and how to receive it, and what it is.
Mikona moku inezi, nikakuwa muhela mwe yao kenile. Ulukela kuziba zo tahela, ni makuwa muhelela, niseo ulisona.
Now the first place, the Holy Spirit has been promised we could take 10 weeks and never just skip the age of this subject, what the Holy Spirit is.
Chole siba kasapili moya oke nile use pisizwe. Neluka angali sunda zeli shumi, konomane neva kusila mungundo, watuto ye ne kukapala. Seo moya oke nile ulisona.
But the first thing I want to approach it, just enough to give an outline each night, then see the following night if there's any questions.
Konote aba pili nibata kuyatu melaka swane lofela kuli, nifemu inelo ayo na busiu ni busiu. Kipete mubwone busiu bobu tatama. Haiva, kuna nipuzo ifika ufila.
How many in here has not received the Holy Ghost, been baptized with the Holy Ghost? Raise your hands. You know you haven't been. Just look at the hands.
Kibabaka imo, babasika muhela moya oke nile. Babasika kolobezo akamoya oke nile. Munanule mazo amina. Muzibakuli ya musika wa muhela kale. Amutali mefela mazoho.
Now, I want to talk on it as the Holy Spirit being a sign. For it is a sign.
Chole ni watakuwa mbola kaoyona. Kulimoya oke nile kisi supo. Kakuli, kisi supo.
We realize that all promises is given to us by Abraham was the father of the promise. Because God gave the promise to Abraham and to his seed after him.
Lule mwakuli kuli lisepiso kau fila lifilwe kuluna ka Abrahama nilinda taesepiso. Kakuli mulimu na afilesepiso kwa Abrahama ni kwa peo ya mwamula wa hae.
The promise is made to Abraham and to his seed. And this sign is to a covenant people.
Sepiso neifilwe ku Abrahama ni kwa peo ya hae. Misi supose kisasichaba sabulikani.
Now there is a vast difference between just a Christian and a Holy Ghost filled Christian.
Chole kuna nishutano yetu naluli mwala mu Kriste fela ni mu Kriste ya tezi moya o kenile.
And now we're going to get this from the scripture and place it just exactly in the scripture.
Michole lukaanga se kuzwa mwamangolo nikulivea fela handende mwamangolo.
The first place, there is a Christian professed to be a Christian. But if this Christian has not yet been filled with the Holy Ghost, he's only in process of being a Christian. See?
Siwa kasapili, kuna ni mukreste ya itumba kwa mukreste. Kono, haiwa mukreste ya skati, azwakale kamo ya oke nile. Ya chualo usalifela mwamuza mao wakuwa mukreste. Mwabona?
He is professed to believe it. He's working to it. But God has not yet given him this spirit of the Holy Ghost. He's not yet reached that goal with God that God's recognized it.
Habulela kuli wa ulumela. Usavele kakaona. Kono mulimu asika mufa moya wo. Ona moya wo kenile. Asika fita kalefa mayemo au mulimu alemuhile.
Because that God made a covenant with Abraham after he had called Abraham, which is a type of calling the believer today.
Kakuliseo mulimu na ezebulikani ni Abrahama, ama noviza Abrahama, ilimufuta wakubiza mulumeli kachenu.
He called Abraham, and Abraham moved out of his country
and went into a strange land to dwell among strange people.
Awiza Abrahama, mi Abrahama azwa mwana haya habo, mi aya kwana haya kusili, kuyo pila nisichaba sisili.
And that was the type of when God calls a man to stop his meanness, to repent of his sins, he turns then from the crowd that he was in to live in a new crowd, among new types of people.
Miwani nelimu futa wa mulimu, habiza mutu kuli, atuele utimani wa hae. Abakele sibisa hae, ufulale la sijaba sana alinisona, uyopila mwala nyangira, mwala mifuta yencha ya batu.
And then after God found Abraham to be faithful to the promise
that God gave him that he would have the child and through this child all the earth would be blessed.
Michole mulimu amano fumana Abrahama kubayase pahala kwase piso yana mfile mulimu kuli ukaba ni mwana. Nikayena mwana yoli fasi kaufila nilikafu yolo wakayena.
Then God confirmed his faith by giving him a sign. And that sign was circumcision. And circumcision is a type of the Holy Spirit.
Onafani mulimu ato pakatumelo ya hae kakumufasi supo. Misi supo sani nelimupato. Nimupato kimufuta wamo ya oke nile.
Just the very next verses of this chapter that we have just read. If you want to take it down.
Litimana fila zeta ata mazaka ohanyo ye zelubalile. Habe mbata kulingola.
And the Stephen said in the 51st verse, ye stiff-necks, uncircumcised in the heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do you.
Mitwale Stefani Ali, mwatimana ya 51. Mina baba umelezi milala, babasika kena mamupato wapilu nilizebe. Muhana mwe yao kenile kamita, sinaboku kwa mina muba ezelize, nimi na mweza chwalo.
The circumcision is a type of the Holy Ghost.
Mupato kimufuta wamoya okenile.
And God gave Abraham the circumcision sign after he had accepted God on his promise and walked out into a strange country. See? It was a sign.
Mimuli muna afile Abrahama si supo samu pato, kasamula wakua muhila mulimu, kase piso ya hae, mi ayo kena mwana haya ya kusili. Mwabona, nelisi supo.
And all his children and his seed after him should have this sign in their flesh because it was a distinction.
Mibana bahae kaa ufela ni peo ya mwamula wa hae, ilukela kubani sisu pose, mwami bili yabona, kakuli neli, shutano.
It was to separate them from all other peoples. This sign of circumcision.
Nelikuwa kauhanya kwa watu basili kaufila, onasi supose samupato.
And that's what God uses today. It's the sign of circumcision of the heart. The Holy Spirit that makes God's church a separated church from all other creeds, faiths, and denominations.
Niseo kona saitu samuli mkachenu, kisi supo samu pato wapilu, onamo yao kenile seo sieza kereke ya mulimu kwa kereke yeka ohani kwa lituto zengu za litapelo, litumelo, nilikopano.
They're in all kinds of denominations, but yet they are a separated people.
Bate ni mwami futi alikopano kaufila. Kono nitengi, kisichaba, sisika uhani.
You let me talk to a man 2 minutes. I can tell you whether he has received the Holy Ghost or not. So can you.
Muniru meleze kwa mbola ni mutu, kami zuzu ya mibeli. Na kuna kumivulele la haiba wa mwezimu ya oke nile kambane. Nimi na kichwalo.
It separates them. It's a mark. It's a sign. And the Holy Spirit is a sign.
Wabaka uhanya, kili swayo, kisi supo. Mi moya oke nile kisi supo.
And it's any child that refused circumcision in the Old Testament, which was a foreshadow of the Holy Ghost was cut off from amongst the people.
Miki, mwana kaufela yana hana mupato mwa testamenti ya kale. Yene limuluti ono supeza kwa moya oke nile. Na bulai wa mwahala batu.
He could not have fellowship with the rest of the congregation if he refused to be circumcised.
Nasa akoni kubani kutuano ni baba ngwi. Mwako pano. Aiba na hana kukenyiwa mumpato.
Now pattern that to today. A person that would refuse to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost can have no fellowship among those that has the Holy Ghost.
Chole muswani seseo, zaka chenu. Mutu yaka hanakuwa muhela kolobezo wa mwaya oke nile. Hawako nikuwa niku tuano mwala vani, baba na mwaya oke nile.
You just can't do it. You have to be a nature.
Fela muko nikuweza cholo. Ulukela kuba, sipupeho.
Like it's my mother there used to say, birds of a feather flock together. Well, that's an old proverb, but it's a true one.
Sinaki, bo mafani, nebabule langa kuli, linyuani za mafufa, lifufe langa moho. Kihande, kinguli ya kale, kono kianiti.
You don't see doves and crows fellowshipping. Their diets are different. Their habits are different. Their desires are different.
Amubonangi maiva ni mangualala ingi asela amoho. Michelo ya zona ya shutana. Mikwa ya zona ya shutana. Litakazo za zona za shutana.
That's the way it is with the world and with the Christian. When you have been circumcised by the Holy Spirit, which means to cut off a flesh.
Miona cholo kono moku inezi nilifasi, minimu kreste hase ukeni mamupato kamu ya ukenile. Ili kutawasa kuli, kusehulu la kwatengi litalo.
Circumcision could only be in the male. But if the woman was married to a man, she was part of him. She was circumcised with him.
Mupato noezi wafela kwa bana. Kono haba musali na nyezu kumuna, na abasi embasa hai, kipeto ukeni mamupato niena.
You remember in Timothy where it said, notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if she continues in faith and holiness with all sobriety.
Mwaupula mwati mwatea, mwivulezi hande, mwanikuli. Ni akuli cholo kapiliswa kakupepabana, haiva atunda mena mwatu melo ni mwakukena kabu iswalo kaufela.
Now, circumcision. You know when Sarah laughed in the tent behind her at the message of the angel? When he said, Abraham, not knowing who he was, a stranger.
Chole mupato, mwaziba hane kuna sarafani hasi ya mwatende kwa mula wahae, kwa lingu saralingeroi. Hana ulezi kuli, Abrahama, asa azivikuli, nelimangi, nelimwenyi.
Where is thy wife Sarah? How did he know that he had a wife? As Jesus said, as it was in the days of Lot, so will it be in the coming of the Son of Man.
Ukai musala hao Sara. Kana na azivile chwanikuli, nana ni mufu mahali. Sina Jesu anaezi, mwone kuinezi mwema zazi alota. Kona mukukavela ni hati amwa na mutu.
Remember, those signs wasn't committed down to Sodom and Gomorrah in the world, amongst the religionists. But it was to the elect, the called out.
Muhupule, lisupozeo nelisikaeze halila kwa Sodoma ni Gomora. Mwalifasi, mwala babula pelifera. Konone liwa ketua, baba vizelizo kwa ande.
And Abraham was called out. And the word church means called out. The separated. Like Abraham separated himself and had been circumcised.
Mi Abraham na vizizwe. Mili nzwi leli likeleke, litausa kubizezo kwa ande, baba kauhani. Sina Abraham mwana ika wanyelize liena, mi afi wa mupato.
And then when Sarah laughed at the very message of the angel, God would have killed her on the spot. But he could not bother Sarah without bothering Abraham because they were one.
Nichwale Sarah, hana se hileli ngusaluli lalingeloi, mulimu naka mubulaya unafani. Kono naske a kateza Sarah, kusina kukateza Abrahama. Kakuli, nebali alimungwi.
She was part of him. You're no longer twain, but one.
Na alisi emba samuna. Amusali bababeli, kono alimungwe.
So, circumcision, the Holy Spirit, today circumcises the heart. And it's a sign a given sign.
Katwalo mupato moya o kenile kachenu ukenya pilu mupato. Mi kisi supo ilisi supo sesifilwe.
Someone said the other day, I just repeat this, not as a joke, because it's the truth, but it sounds like a joke. As I've often said, this is no place for jokes.
Yomungina ulezisa zile lingwikuli, nika kutela fela se, isi ngika kubalisheha, kakuli kiniti, konone liutualile ingelisheha. Sinani ulezi hangata kuli se, hakisivaka, sakweze za lisheha.
But there was a little German out on the west coast where we were just at. He received the Holy Ghost.
Konone kuna ni mjerman nyana, kwali kambala kwa wiko, kone lunzi kwani, amu hila mwayao kenile.
And he went down the street and he would walk a little piece and he'd raise up his hands and speak in tongues and he would run and he would jump and he would shout.
Mi aya mamukwa kwa, mi aza maya, kabakanyana, kipeto uye misamazo wa hae, nikubulela kamalimi, mi kipeto wa mata kwa tengi, mi nikutula, mane nikuhua.
And he was at work carrying on like that, and his boss said to him, where have you been? I like those places where you have been.
Mi hanali kwa musewezi atundamena na cholo. Mimule na hae fa musewezi alikuyena. Noilo potakai. Na alatali vakazeo kwene wile.
He said you must have been down amongst that bunch of nuts.
Kihali kubona kuli noile mwala sichaba sali kubazani.
He said, then you think they are nuts? He said, sure they are. He said, well, praise the Lord for the nuts.
Kihali, kipeto unana kuli kilikuba. Kihali, luli, bachwalo. Kihali, kihande, kulumbwe mulena, kalitamiso.
And he said, do you know what? The nuts play a big part.
Mikihali, kana waziva, litamiso, lina nimusewezi omutuna.
He said, for instance, the automobile. You take all the nuts out of it, you ain't got nothing but a bunch of yunk. So that's just about right.
Kihali, kamutala mota, muzwise kwate nilitamiso kaufela kuyona, amunakuba nisika konjifela vingengemwa, kona kuli yeo, kini tifela.
You are so different when the Holy Spirit comes on you. Until the mind of this world don't like you and they're against you and they don't want nothing to do with you at all. You're born of another world.
Uba ya shutani kwa tengi, mwe o kenile hauta kuwena. Kuli mane ngane alifasile haisa kutavela. Mika kuluwa nisa, mane hakuna saa tavela kweza niwena. Nihanyani, so pepilwe kilifasili siri.
You are just as much an alien as 10 times more alien you'd be if you'd go in the forest from regions of African jungles.
For so lifela muzwahule, kalina kuzeli shumi, kufita mono vezi muzwahule wasapili. Haiva muya kwa liva kaza kwahule ko, kwa mataka nyani, amishitu Africa.
You're different when the Holy Spirit comes. And it's a sign, it's a mark amongst the people.
Ukashuta na moya okenile hautaha. Mekisi supo, kiliswayo, mwalaschaba.
Now, you say then, Brother Branham, that sign of circumcision was given to Abraham. That is true. And to his seed, yes.
Chole muli, kantimuzole Branham, sisupo samu pato saani, nesifile kwa Abrahama. Yeokiniti, ni kwa peo ya hae, eni.
All right, now we are going to turn to Galatians 3rd chapter, 29th verse. And see how that could apply to us. Galatians 3 and 29.
Kulukile, chole luka apula mwema Galata kauhanyo ya 3, timana ya 29. Nikubona seo mwesiko na kuzama ilila kuluna. Magalata 3, 29.
And just see how this circumcision could apply to a Gentile. If we are Gentiles, which by natural birth we are.
Nikubona fela mupato wo moko nakuza maelela ni bamachaba. Haibalu bamachaba kanti kakupepwa kwa nama Chimolui nezi.
Now the first, I want to read the 16th verse.
Chole ya pili ni watakuwa latimana ya 16.
Now to Abraham and his seed were the promise made. Abraham and his seed. He said not unto seeds.
Chole ku Abrahama nilusika lwa hae lisepiso zafiwa. Abrahama ni peu lusika lwa hae. Akusika ule wakuli ni masika.
Just any kind of a seed. Oh, I'm Abraham's seeds too. No. To a seed. Abraham's seed.
Mufuta ka ufela wa lule kuli. Oh, nilusika lwa Abrahama nina vatili. Kwa lusika, lusika lwa Abrahama.
Not the seeds, as of many, but as of one. And to thy seed, which is Christ.
Haki kwa masika inge kia mangata. Kono kilululungwi mikuizwe kwavo vona ni kwa lusika kikuli Kriste.
Christ was Abraham's seed. Do you believe that? All right, now let's get the 28th and 29th verse.
Kriste nalipewe Abrahama. Kana mautusi sa? Kulukile. Chole alunge niti mana ya 28, niti mana ya 29.
There is neither Jew nor Greek, neither is there bond or free, neither is there male or female, for we are all one in Christ Jesus.
Hakusana mu Juda kamba mu Gerike, mane hakuna ne babazike kamba baba lukuluhile, mane hakuna muna kamba musali, kaguli ka ufela luna lunto ilingwi ku Christ Jesus.
And if ye be Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed and are heirs according to the promise.
Chole hamuli ba Kriste, fo he mubalusika lwa Abrahama, mi muka chasanda sase piso.
How do we take on Abraham's seed? By being in Christ. Amen. Then we are Abraham's seed.
Lwa muhela chwani peo ya Abrahama, kakuba ku Kriste. Kipeto luwa peu ya Abrahama.
And what was the seed of Abraham? As we might go on to Romans 4 in different places.
Nikana peu ya Abrahama nilisika mangi. Sina luwa kuna kuyamwama Roma 4. Niliwaka zeshutana.
Abraham never received the promise while he was circumcised to show that circumcision was just a type. He received the promise before he was circumcised.
Abraham anasika mwela sepiso hana vile ni mupato. Kubonisa kuli mupato wani nilifela mufuta na mwezi sepiso asika kinakali mwa mupato.
And it was a type of recognition of his faith that he had before he was circumcised.
Mine li mufuta wate muho ya tumelo ya hai. Yana nani asika kenyo wakali mwa mupato.
Now, when we are in Christ, we become Abraham's seed and are heirs with Christ. Therefore, no matter who we are, Jew or Gentile.
Chole, haluli ku Kriste luwa peu ya Abrahama. Milu na nisanda hamo ni Kriste. Kawa kaleo, akunatia waka mba luomangi, mujuda kamba mulichaba.
And the seed of Abraham, the seed of Abraham has the faith of Abraham, who takes God at his word.
Mi peo ya Abrahama. Peo ya Abrahama ina nitumelo ya Abrahama. Ye nga mulimu. Kalinizula hae.
Regardless of how ridiculous it seems, how unusual you act, how peculiar it makes you, you take God at his word regardless of anything.
Hakunatea wakamba ivona la chwani wukuba, kakuba kezo ya buenyi, moi kuwezeza kubaya ipitezi, unge limu kalinzula, hai, hakunatea wakasika kaufela.
Abraham at 75 years old and Sarah at 65, took God at his word and called anything contrary to it as though it wasn't.
Abrahama kamiha ye 75 ya kupepwa, ni Sarah fa 65. Vanga muli mukalinzula hai, mane vabiza azene siyo, chwalo, kulo na inge kuli, hali chwalo.
What do you think the doctors thought of that day?
Munana kulima dokota neba upuzisi kamangi valiza zilani.
What do you think the people thought? When they seen an old man, 75 years old, going around praising God, he's going to have a baby by his wife and her 65 years old, about 25 years past menopause.
Munana kulima tu neba upuzisi kamangi. Aba wana muna muhulu mihaye 75 ya kupepwa uzama ya ingi alumba muli mkuli. Ukaba nimbututu. Kamusala hai. Miye na kiwami ya 65 kufitila linakozaba sali.
But you see, it makes you act funny. The faith of Abraham.
Kono mwabona, sika akutise za likezo ze seisa, tumelo ya Abrahama.
And when you're circumcised of the Holy Ghost, it does the same thing to you. It makes you do things that you didn't think you would do.
Mihaoke ni mamupato, kamo yaoke nile. Sika za ntueso na kuwena, sika kwezi sa likazo sa nahani kuli wako na kweza.
It makes you take God's promise and believe God.
Sika kweza kuli ungese piso ya mulimu, ni kulume la mulimu.
Now, it's also besides a promise and a sign, it's also a seal.
Chale yona hape, kwandia ase piso nisisupo, kisani niti hape.
Now, if you will go with me unto Romans, first I want you to go with me to Ephesians 4:30. And let's read here just a minute. Ephesians 4:30 says this.
Chole haba mkwana kuzama nina mwama Roma. Pili, nimatakulimuye nina mwama Ephesians 4:30. Miyalu walengi fati ngifamu zuzufela. My Ephesians 4:30, ivulela chwana.
Now you've heard so many people say that different things are seals. If you go into the church, you have the seal of the church.
Chole mutuleba tuwangata, babuleali kaze shutana, ni maswayo. Haiba wayanga kwa keleke, unanilisi wayo la keleke.
And some people says it's keeping a certain day, a Sabbath day. That's a seal of God.
Miva tuwaba ngwali, kikuvulukaliza azileli ngwi, lonaliza zila sabata, kuti kwa naliso wayo la mulimu.
Some of them says if we put our membership into a certain denomination, we are sealed into the kingdom of God.
Baba ngwabu unabali, haluka vea vumemba la walu na mwako panoengwi, kipete ulusu wa iluwe mambusu wa mulimu.
Now the Bible said, let every man's word be a lie and God's be the truth.
Chole vivele bulakuli, li nzula mutu ka ufela liveli shano, mila mulimu liveli niti.
Now Ephesians 4:30 reads like this, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption.
Chole Ephesians 4:30 ibala sina chwana. Musike mwaswa bisa moya wa mulimu, o muswailwe nombolo kaona, vakengisalizazi lakuli urwa kwa mina.
I'm going to have to get a little bit hard on this now. Lay down, are you legalist brother, and just hold quiet for a little bit.
Nikalukira kuba yabu halinya nafata baye chwale. Ni yale handi. Chole minamizu wale vazamilao mkutu manenyana fanako. Mwabona?
Did you notice how long that seal lasts? Not till the next revival. Until the next time something goes wrong. Until the day of your redemption.
Amen.
That's how long you're sealed.
Kana mule mwilebu telele, voli kai naliso yoleo, haki kuisa kwa ancha fazo yeta tama, kuisa kwa nako yeta tama, sisi mwiasika fusala, kuisa lizazi la kuliulula kwa mina, kona butelele, mumu swaezwi.
Until the day of your redemption, when you are redeemed up to be with God, that's how long the Holy Spirit seals you.
Kuisa lizazi la kuliulula kwa mina, hauli uluzukuli uwe ni mulimu, kona butelele, womo yao kenile, ukuswaya.
Not from revival to revival, but from eternity to eternity.
Amen.
You are sealed by the Holy Spirit.
Akikuzo mwancha fazo, kukena mwancha fazo. Kono kikuzo mwaku ya kwile, kukena mwaku ya kwile. Uswailwe kamo ya okenile.
That's what the Holy Spirit is. It's a seal of God.
Amen.
That he's found, you found grace in his sight.
Hallelujah.
And he loves you and he believes you. And he's put his seal upon you.
Seo kwa na moya oke nile ulisona. Kiliswa yoramulimu, kuli ufumani, ufumanisi shemo, fapila hai. miwa kulata, miwa kulumela, miwele iso ala hae, fali mwa hao.
What is a seal? Anyone, well, a seal designates or means a finished work.
Amen.
Amen.
Liswayo kisikamangi, ufika ufela, kini, liswayo lisupeza kamba, litarusa kuli, musebezi ufelire. Amen.
God has saved you, sanctified you, cleaned you up, found favor with you, and sealed you. He's finished.
Mulimu ukupilisize, ukupilisize, ukutapisize, ufumani kushamubiwa niwena, ni kukuswaya, ufelize.
Amen.
You're his product until the day of your redemption. The seal is a finished thing.
Usibiana sahai, kuisa lizazi, lakuli ulua kwa hao. Sibiana, sisi swailwe. Kisibiana, sisi felile.
What is the Holy Ghost? It's a sign. We're going to get on that a little later on in another message. The sign that Paul spoke of, tongues was a sign to the believers, or unbelievers.
Mwea oke nile kinto mangi, kisi supo. Luka afitia kuzona kasamula onya na mwali ngusaleli ngui. Sisupo sana abulezi Paulusi, malimi nilisi supo kwa rumeli, kamba kwa basiba rumeli.
Now notice, but in this, the Holy Ghost is a sign. I mean, and the Holy Ghost is a seal.
Chole mwle mwe, kono kuse, mwea oke nile kisi supo. Nitaluse mi, mwea oke nile kiliswayo.
It's a sign that God gave to His chosen children. To reject it is to be cut from the people.
Kisi supo, sana afine muli mkwaba na bahaye baba ketilwe. Kusihana, kikubulaiwa, kuzomasichaba.
And to receive it is to be finished with the world and all the things of the world.
Amen.
And to be a product that God has put a seal of approval on.
Nikusia muhela, kikufezana nilifasi, nilikakao fela za lifasi. Nikubasi yemba seo mulimu, avile liso wa olatumero kusona.
I used to work on the railroad out here with Harry Waterbury. And we would go down to load a car. My brother Doc, standing back there, helped load cars.
Nenibele kanga mwalinjanji kwanu, niwa Harry Waterbury. Mine ruia kwa nikuyolonga libiana mwamota, muzwale waka, doku ya emi kwa mulao kwani, utusanga kulonga limota.
When a car is being loaded, they go through that car, the inspector, and if he finds anything loose, thwart or fall and break, or anything that would destroy.
Mimota ilongiwa, waka pahama afamu mota yani, kwe itatuba, mihae wafu manasika, sesi chepeta, foli kona kuwa, nikupwachea, kamba kaufela, sinesikas nyeha.
He'll not seal that car until that car is so completely packed. Until it's so packed down and so in order that the shaking of the ride won't bother the product that's on the inside.
Hana kuswaya mota yo, konja eba mota yaani ipa kichirwe hande, konja se ilongirwe hande kaswanelo. Kuli kunyungana kwa mota hanze izamaya, hakuna kusinyali vyana, zeli mwahali.
That's what's the matter, we don't get sealed so much.
Amen.
We're too loose about things.
Voko na vutata halusu wa iwe ya hulu kufitafatengi. Luche putukila hulu kalika.
When the inspector goes through to inspect your life, to see if you're not just a little loose about things.
Michole mutikitivi haya kuyona. Kuto tatuwa upiro wa hao, kuwona haiva ausikache putuka kalika zengwi.
Little loose about your prayer life. Little loose about that temper. Little loose about that tongue to talk about others. He'll never seal the car.
Kuche putuka nyana mwata pelo ya hao. Kuche putuka nyana kwa kachimachimakani. Kuche putuka nyana kwa lulimilwani. Kusebaka wabangwi, hana kuswaya mota yeo.
Some dirty habits. Some vile things, some vulgarity mind. He can't seal the car.
Mi kwa ye ngwe ye masila, lika ze ngwe ze swavisa, ngana ye ngwe ye volile, hako ni kuswa ya mota yeo.
But when he's found everything in his place, the inspector, then he seals it. there be anybody, open that seal until that car has reached its destination or where it's sealed for.
Kono chole, half manali kakao fela litengi mwasiba kasazona, mutikitibi chole uka iswaya. Haba mutu kanya matela kukwalwa liswayo la mota yeli vile koia, kalibaka le iswaezwi.
There it is. Touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm.
Kizeofo, muske mwa swala mutozi wa waka. Nikweza wa profita wa kabumaswe.
For I say unto you, it be better for you that a millstone was hanged at your neck and you were drowned in the depths of the sea than even to try to offend or shake a little on the least of these that's been sealed.
Kakuli nilikumina kukaba hande kulilichweli tamelelewe mwamulala wa hao. Mi anepele mwabuli babali wate. Kufitane bakuli kakunyemisa kamba kufilika nyali mungwi. Wababa nyani, baba swahili weba.
You see what it means? That's what the Holy Spirit is. It's your assurance. It's your protection. It's your witness.
Mwabona sister uswa? Kona seo mweo kenele ulisona. Kise piso ya hao? Kise piso silelezo ya hao? Kibu pakiwa hao?
It's your seal. It's your sign. That I'm heaven bound. Don't care what the devil says. I'm heaven bound. Why? He sealed me. He gave it to me.
Kiliswa yola hao. Kisi suposa hao. Kulini libera li halimu. Wiski wa vilayela sabule ya diabolosi. Nitame hileku ya kwali halimu. Kingi. Nani swahile. Unifireona.
He sealed me into his kingdom and I'm glory bound.
Hallelujah.
Let the winds blow. Let Satan do what he wants to. God's done seal me till the day of my redemption.
Amen.
That's what the Holy Ghost is.
Uniswaile kuba mamubuso wahae. Minita meile kuya kwa kanya. Mutuele moya ufuke. Mutuele kuli satani aeze za watakweza. Mulimu usaniswaile kale kuisaliza zila kuli ululwa. Amen. Kona moya oke nile. Seo lisona.
Oh, you should want it. I couldn't go on without it. So much could be said there, but I'm sure you know what I'm speaking of.
Oh, mulukela kuutabela. Aniko nikuzola pili, ona usio. Zenga tazako na kubulewa fo. Kono nikola kuli, mwaziba zini ambola.
Now, also let us turn to John 14 just for a minute. I just love the word. It's the truth.
Twale. Hape alusikulu herengi mwa John 14. Famu zuzufela, nilatafela linzwi. Kiniti.
Now, the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, what is the Holy Ghost? It is the Spirit of Christ in you.
Amen.
Twale, moya wa mulimu, ona moya oke nile. Kana moya oke nile, kintomangi? Kimoya wa Kriste kuena.
Now before we read, I'd just like to say a few commenting words here.
Chale lusika balakale, nitabela fira kubulela manzwi alikanifa.
What is the Holy Ghost? It's a seal. What is the Holy Ghost? It's a covenant. What is the Holy Ghost? It's a sign.
Moya oke nile kisika mangi, kiliswayo. Moya oke nile kisika mangi, kivulikani. Moya oke nile kisika mangi, kilisupo.
What is the Holy Ghost then? It's the Spirit of Jesus Christ in you.
Moya oke nile kisika mangi twale ki kimoya wa Jesu Kriste kuena. Mabona?
A little while, said Jesus, and the world sees me no more. Yet ye shall see me, for I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Spirit of God, in his church.
Fana konyana, Jesu naize, milifasi alisa nivona. Kono mina muka nivona. Kakulini kawa ni mina, mane muhala mina, kuisa kwa maferezo alifasi. Moya wa mulimu, mwakerekea hae.
What for? What did he do it for? This is a little on tomorrow night's subject.
Kaliba kalifi, King sana aliyezalize cholo. Yeo kitabanyana ya tuto ya kamusofu sihu.
But what did he do it for? What did the Holy Spirit, what did he come for? What did he come in you for? What did he come in me for? Was to continue the works of God.
Kono king sana aliyezalize cholo. King ana izicholo. King moya okenile. King kisikamangi sana atezi. King sana atezi. King sana atezi kuna ne likuzola pili misebezi ya mulimu.
I always do that which is pleasing to my Father. I come not to do my own will, but the Father that sent me.
Nyeza ngafela sisi mutabi sandate. Anisikate la kutoweza tato ya kafela. Kono kiandate ya nilumile.
And the Father that sent me is with me. And as my Father has sent me, so send I you.
Mindate yani rumile una nina. Misi nandate hani rumile. Nina ni miruma cholo.
Oh my! The Father sent him, went in him. The Father that sent Jesus came in him. Worked through him.
Oh Maui! Ndate yanamulumile aya kuyena. Ndate yanamulumile Jesu ata kuyena nabeleka kuyena.
The Jesus that sends you goes with you and is in you.
Mi Jesu yakuluma kiyena yaya niwena mi ukuwena.
And if that spirit living in Jesus Christ made him do and act the way he did, you'll have some general idea how to do when it's in you.
Mihaiba moya wani ono pila ku Jesu Kristi, no mweze likezo zana ezize. Mukaba nite muho ya tengi, muka eziza hauli kumina.
Because that life cannot change. It'll go from body to body, but it cannot change its nature, for it is God.
Kakuli pupilo wani abukoni kuchincha. Ukaza maya kuzwa mubili wo kuya mubili wani. Kono haukoni kuchincha si upeo saona. Kakuli kimulimu.
Now, in John 14, let's read just a little bit, beginning at the 10th verse.
Chole mwa John 14, alu walengi fila hanyani fila, kukalila afati mana ya 10.
Believest thou that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Think of that.
Haulu meli kulininzi kundate. Nikulindate ukuna, kimi sebezi, manzwi enimi ulelezi, ani puleleli onafela. Kono kindate ya pila kuna, kie na ya zami sebezi. Munane kazeo.
Now, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake.
Chole, munilu mele kuli, ninzi kundate, menindate ukuna. Kusi cholo, munilu mele, kawa kalami sebezi.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father.
Kaniti niti nilikumina, yalu melakuna, misebezi enieza ukaeza niena. Mane misebezi emituna kufita yeo kiakaeza. Kakulini ya kundate.
Don't you see? See how I said there? Now watch this, how this comes out. I'll read this a little farther. We're going to read down about to the 20th verse.
Kana mwoni? Mwawone mwana vulelezi? Chole mutali mese, mosta yela seo. Nikabala fapatanya na lukabala kufita fatimana 20.
And whatsoever ye shall ask in a sea.
Me kaufila semu kakupa, alubo nengi, nivire ni ehe, aha, aha, kulukile.
And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
Me semu kakupa kaufila kalivizo laka, nikasieza, kulindate alumbwe kamwana.
If you shall ask anything in my name, I'll do it. If you love me, keep my commandments.
Amu kupasi simwe kalibizo laka ni kasieza. Hamu nilata, muka mamelalita elozaka.
And I will pray the Father, now watch, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
Mi nani kalapila ndate, chwalea mutalime, me uka mifamu tisapili omumwe, kuli aine ni minakamita.
Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him.
Amen.
for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you.
Neba ona moya waniti, oli fasili sako ni kuwamuhila. Kakuli hali uboni, mi hali uzivi. Kono mina mwa uziva, kakuli winzi ni mina, mi utava kumina.
Who is that spirit then? What is the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
It's Christ.
Amen.
In you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The Comforter. That's the Holy Spirit.
Kana moya wo kimangi twale. Moya wo kenile kintomangi. Ki Christ kuena. Muti isapilu. Yani kiena moya wo kenile.
And when the Comforter has come, he will do the same things that I done while the Comforter is in me. I'll pray the Father and he'll give you this Comforter.
Michwale muti isapilu hasatile. Ukaeza likaze swana. Zenyeze muti isapilu ingi alikuna. Nikala pelandate miuka mifa muti isapilu.
You know the Comforter. The world don't know him. Never will. But you know him because he dwells now with you, Jesus speaking.
Mwaziba muti isapilu. Lifasi alimuzibi. Halina kuziba. Kono mina mwa muziva kakuli upila chwale ni mina. Yesu wabulela.
But he shall be in you.
Amen.
There you are. That's the Comforter.
Hallelujah.
Shall be in you.
Kono ukaba mwala kumina. Kifo hechwale. Yahani kiena mutisapiru. Ukaba kumina.
I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I will not. Now that's a Comforter. Christ. That's what the Holy Ghost is. It's Christ.
Hanina kumisia mulili njiala. Nikata kumina. Hanina chwale yo kiena mutisapilu. Kreste. Yo kiena moya oke nile aliena. Ki Kreste.
Yet a little while and the world seeth me no more. But ye shall see me because I live, you live also.
Kusana nina konyana. Lifasi alina kunivona hape. Kono mina muka nivona. Kakulina na apila, nimina muka apila.
Oh, we could go on and on. But let you know, what is he? He's a seal. He's a sign. He's a comforter. See what all he is? The seed of Abraham inherited.
Oh, lwakona kuzola pili chwalo chwalo. Kono, kuli muzive. Kie na mangi? Kiliswayo. Kisi supo, kie na muti isapilu. Mwabona ase walisona, peo ya Abrahama ikaliluwa.
Now, let's also find that the, what else the Comforter is. Let's go to 1 John 16:7. See if he isn't an advocate too.
Chole alufu mana nkuli, seo hape muti isapilu alisona. Alu yengi mwajwani wa pili 16:7. Lubone haiba hakie na muyemeli hape.
You know what an advocate is. Making an advocate. We have an advocate. We know that.
Mwaziba yo muyemeli aliena. Kuba muyemeli. Luna ni muyemeli. Luaziba chwalo.
1 John, the 16th chapter. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. St. John, it is 16:7. I'm sorry. I'm sure sorry I said that. I read that wrong. Got 16:7.
Joanu wa pili kawahanyo wa 16. Oh, mulibe lele famuzuzu, muniswalele. Mungoli juani kiona, 16:7, muniswalele, niswabile luli, nivulezi chwalo. Anisika ibala handifa, ninani 16:7.
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you.
Kono heni mivulela niti. Kwa miluke la kulinizama ye. Kakuli hanisai. Muti isapilu hana kutaka kumina. Kono haiba ni ikela. Nika milumela yena.
And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment.
Michwale hasa atile. Ukao manyali fasi wa kinsasivi. Nika kuluka. Nika katulo.
Of sin because they believe not on me. of righteousness because I go to the Father and you see me no more, of judgment because the prince of this world is judged.
Kasivi kakuli abasikalu melakuna, kakuluka kakuli ni akundate, mia munaku nivona hape. Kakatulo, kakuli mule na walifasile wa tuzwi.
My. Now, the advocate found in 1 John 2:12. Now let's read that just a minute. 1 John 2:12.
Mawe, chwale, muyemeli, ufumane ya mwa Johani wa pili, 2:12. Chwale, haluba lengiseo, famu susufi la Johani wa pili, 2:12.
I beg your pardon. 1 John 1 and 2. It is, I've got these wrote down. 1 John 2, 1 to 2.
Mwenisi walele, Johani wa pili, 1 ni 2, kiona. Nilingozi kulofa. Johani wa pili, 2, 1 kuya fa 2.
My little children, these things write unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous.
Bana waka wanyani, nimingolelita wazeo kuli musike mwae za sivi. Mimutu hae za sivi, lunanimuye melifa pila ndate, ki Jesu Kriste yalukile.
Who is the advocate? Jesus Christ, the righteous.
Muyemeli kimangi, ki Jesu Kriste, yalukile.
And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
Miyena ki, yena, kisi tavelo, sesi lifali vizaluna. Mi isi zaluna fela, kono, nizali fasikao fela.
What is the Holy Ghost? It's an advocate. What is an advocator? What does it do? Make an advocate?
Mwe oke nile kintomangi, kimuyemeli. Kana weza, muyemeli kimutuachwani. Weza angasikamangi, amube muyemeli.
It has mercy. It stands in your place. It does things that you can't do. It's a propitiation for your sins.
Wena ni makeke, uyema mwasi wakasahao. Weza lika zosa akoni kweza ki kisitavelo salibiza hao.
It's your righteousness. It's your healing.
Amen.
It's your life.
Thank the Lord.
It's your resurrection.
Amen.
It's all that God has for you.
God.
He's an advocate.
Kiye na kuluka kwa hao. Kiye na foliso ya hao. Kiye na upilo wa hao. Kiye na zuo ya hao. Kiye na kau felazana ni mulimu kawena. Kiye na muyemeli.
Hallelujah.
How we could go into details of that and break that down, of how that when it makes intercession for our ignorance.
Moluko na kukenelea mwabu tungi kazeo, nikuli shitu la hande kuzwele la fafasi, kulimane hane ulapele la kakusa aziba kwa luna.
Sometimes we got the Holy Ghost, we ignorantly stagger into something. The Holy Spirit's there to make advocate for us.
Foku ngane kuli, luna ni moya oke nile, lukena fiela kakwa kale za malika. Moya oke nile uvezitengi, kuluyemela.
He is our advocator. He stands there, he's our attorney. He stands there and pleads for us.
Kie na muyemeli wa luna. Uyemela mwa, kie na muyemeli mwa kuta. Uyema fani, miwalu kupila kwa teni.
We don't plead for ourselves because the Holy Ghost in us pleads for us.
Alui kupeli kaluna bangi, kakuli moya oke nile kuluna. Kona olu kupila kwa teni.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit given utterance, sometimes his words you can't understand. And he makes intercessions for us. That's what the Holy Ghost is.
Moya oke nile, kona obulela fokungwi, kama anzwi omusa utwisisi. Miena walu lapele la kwa teni. Seo kona moya oke nile ulisona.
Amen.
When I walk into anything, I walk like a little kid. You walk like a little feller.
Anikena masika kao fela ni nizamaya inge mwanana munyani. Mukenasi na mwanana ni mina.
We're walking in a dark world, full of enemies, full of sin, full of traps, full of everything.
Lunaruza maya mwali fasi, lelinsu, lelitezili la, lelitezi sivi, lelitezi malaba, lelitezili kakao fela.
You say, I'm afraid to take Christian life. I'm afraid to do this. I'm afraid I'll do this.
Muli, nasaba kunga upilo wabu kreste. Nasaba kweza se. Nasaba nikaeza se.
Don't be afraid.
Amen.
We have an advocate.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, He stands by us. He's in us. And He makes intercessions for us.
Whiskey wasaba, runani muyameli. Amen. Oh, walu yemela bukaufi. Wina kuluna. Mane walu kupela kwateni.
The Holy Spirit constantly making an advocate for us all the time.
Amen.
He is our advocator. Oh, how we thank God for that.
Moya o kenile katundamo. Katundamo. Usulikulu yemela. Kana kukawa ufela. Kiena muyemelu waluna. Oh, right, tumela kumulimu kazeo.
A seal, a sign, the Spirit of life, the God of heaven, the Comforter, the life, the Advocate.
Liswayo, sisupo, moya wupilo, kiena mulimu alihalimu, yeli muti sapilu, ilibupilo, yena muyemeli.
What is He? Oh my, we could go on for hours with it. Now we're going to change just for a minute.
Kiena mangi. Oh, Maui, lwa kuna kuzula pili kali hola niyona. Chwale luka chincha famu zuzufela.
Now, we're going to ask, now, promise to us in the last days.
Chwale luka okupa, chwale luse pisizwe mwamazazi ama ungulo.
This advocate, seal, promise, everything that we have talked about Him tonight with 10,000 times more, it was made a promise to us in the last days.
Muyemeliyo liswayo sepiso ka ufela zelo ambozi ka yena busibo. Nize ngweze likana likitikitize mashumi nikufitela. No sepisize kuluna amaliza zela mafelerezo.
They didn't have it in that day. They just had a seal in their flesh as a token and a sign believing it was coming. And they walked by the shadow of the law, which they were circumcised by flesh.
Nebasinawo namaliza zilani. Nibana nifela liswayo mwamubili wabona. Kubapona hazo nisisupo. Nibalumela kuli notaha mineba zama kamuluti wa mulao. Mane ona chwalo nibakenyizwe mwampato wanama.
Today we don't walk by the shadow of the law. We walk by the power of the resurrection.
Kachenwa luzamai kamuluti wa mulao. Luzama ya kamata azuho.
Amen.
We walk by the power of the Spirit, who is our true seal, our true advocate, our true comforter, our true sign. That we have been born from above.
Luzama kamata moya, yena ya liliswa waluna la niti. Muyemeni waluna wa niti, muti sapi waluna wa niti. Sisupo saluna sa niti kuli, lupepi la guzwa kwali halimu.
Amen.
Peculiar, odd people, acting funny, taking God at His word.
Amen.
Calling everything else wrong, God's word's right.
Luashutana, sichava sisi pitezi, lueza kali sheha, lunga mulimu kali nzula hae. Lubiza zengu kao fela kufosala, linzula mulimu.
Amen.
That's what the Holy Ghost is.
Hallelujah.
Do you want it? Would you love to have it? Let's see if it was promised.
Zeoki, oh, Maui. Zeoko na moya o kenile ulisona. Kana maubata. Kikuli ya muko ni kutavela kubaniona. Aluvo nengi haiba nose pisizwe.
Now let's go back to Isaiah. The book of Isaiah. Let's get the 28th chapter of Isaiah. Now we're going to Isaiah 28. And we're going to begin about the, let's take the 8th verse. See what Isaiah said 712 years before it come.
Chwale halu kutelengi ku Isaya, buka ya Isaya halu ngeni ka uhanyo ya 28 ya Isaya. Chwale luya mwa Isaya 28, miluka kalilaka halu ngeni timana 8. Luvone sana bulezi Isaya, miahaye miande supile niye 12, usikata akale.
We could say a lot about this, go back all the way back. But we'll just start right here and see if it was promised to the church.
Lwako na kupulela zenga atakase, lukute kwa mulaho, kukutila kwa mulaho, konoluka kalilao nafaa. Milubwone haiba nose pisizwe kwa keleke.
What day was it supposed to come upon the last days when there be a corruption?
Neliliza zimangi, lono luke la kutaha, muama zazi amafelelezo, hane kukaba, kukaba nisinyeho.
Now remember, the words in plural, days, the last 2 days, the last 2,000 years.
Chole muupule linzwi, kimwabungata, mazazi. Mazazi amabeli asiezi, mihayeye zali kitizepeli, yefitile.
Now, the 8th verse. All for all tables are full of filthiness, so that there is no clean place.
Chole timana 8, ka ufela, kakulili tafule ka ufela litezifela masila ili kulimane akunasibaka sesikenile.
Search around today to find it. Look around and see if we're in that day.
Muvati seka chenukuli mulifumane. Mutali mekwa nikwa mimuvone haiba lumwaliza zelateni.
All tables while they go to the Lord's Supper. And the first thing in the material line, take an old piece of light bread or a soda cracker and break it up and make the communion.
Litafule kau fela. Kinyi vaya kwa mulale lwa mulena miti haba apili mwabwino walita bazatengi. Mungesi embasakale sasi nkwa sisi bunolo. Kambali ngende la mukele nikusikomaona nikweza mulalelo.
When that's supposed to be made with Holy Ghost hands and unleavened bread.
Amen.
Christ is not dirty and filthy, and that represents him.
Kanti zao liluke la kubaka mazo amo yao kenile. Nisi nkwa sisi sika umelwa. Kresti hana masila nikusakena. Misa nisiemelayena.
Another thing, they give it to people that drink, lie, steal, smoke, chew, just anything as long as they belong to the church.
Ntoe umibali fa kwa sichaba, miba anwa, vapuma, vapuma, vazuva, vamu muna kwa hii. Kintoe umi, haibile fela, kibasie mba sakereke.
Far be it. If a man ever takes it when we're reading this year, he's reading and drinking damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. He don't live the life, keep away from it.
Live kwa hule zeo. Hava muna ikungela zeo alusweli kuchasefa. Usweli kubuyela ni kuinwela katulo wa nosi. Kakusale muamubili wa mulena. Haiba hapili bupilo watengi, inela kwa hule niona.
And if you don't take it, it shows that your own conscience is guilty. He that eateth not has no part with me, Jesus said.
Mihausa icheliona, kubonisa kulilizo la hao, lina ni mulatu. Yasa achikwateni hanasi yembanina. Jesu avulela.
But all tables of the Lord has become full of filth. There's no one clean place. Listen, if that don't picture today.
Konolite apelo za mulena, kamu kana litezife la masila. Hakuna nebasiba kasilisi mwesesi kenile. Amuteleze.
Who shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make understand doctrine? Who will understand knowledge? Who can he make to understand doctrine?
Kimanyi yo katalifisa manyi. Mi kimanyi yaka utwise za tuto. Kimanyi yaka utwise za zivo. Kimanyi yako naku utwise za tuto.
Well, bless God, I'm Presbyterian. I'm Methodist, I'm Pentecostal, I'm Nazarene, I'm Pilgrim Holiness. That don't mean one thing to God. Just another table.
Kiyande kulumbwe mulimu, ni wa Presbyterian, ni wa Methodist, ni wa Pentecota, ni wa Nazarene, ni wa Pilgrim Holiness. Zeo halita alusineba antwe kana kumulimu. Kitafule yengwe fela.
Who will I make known doctrine? What kind of doctrine? Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Pentecostal? The doctrine of the Bible.
Kima nyeni kazi bisa tuto. Ki tuto ya mufuta ocho alo, Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Pentecostal, ki tuto ya bibele.
Amen.
Who will I make known doctrine? How do you know when you got it? We'll get into that Friday night.
Kima nyeni kazi bisa tuto. Uziba chwani ase ufitile kuona, luka afitia kuzona, labu 5 ibusihu. Mwabona?
Who will I make known doctrine? Now watch. Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast.
Amen.
Kimangi yeni kazi bisa tuto. Chole mutalime. Kana ukaluta baba sazo kuiswa. Kamba baba muzwi. Kwa mazwele.
Little baby say, well, I go to church. My mama belonged to this church. I have nothing against that, dear brother. Now I realize this is being taped.
Limbu tutu zenya nilibulakuli. Kihande niyanga kwa keleke. Voma nebatanga kwa keleke ye. Hanina sakunya zakazona. Muzwale yomunde, minire mwakuli se sate pingiwa.
That's all right. Belong to mama's church. But listen, mama walked in one light, you're walking in another.
Zeo kizende luli, kufumanea kwa keleke ya vomaho. Kono muteleze, woo mane wazama ya mwalise lile lingwi, wenaweza maya kule lingwi.
Luther walked in one light, Wesley walked in another. Wesley walked in one light, Pentecost walked in another.
Luther na wazama ya mwalise lile lingwi, Wesley naza maile kulelingwi. Wesley naza maile mwalise lilelingwi. Pentecota iza maile kulelingwi.
But we're walking on higher than that today.
Amen.
And if there's another generation, it'll go beyond us.
Konolo nauliza maya, kuleli pahami kufitalani kachenu. Mihaiba, kuna nilusika lolumwe. Likaya kakufitelela.
Back in the early days, when the thing was wide, way wide, Luther taught justification by faith. That was just to bring the people from Catholicism into Protestantism, into the fellowship around the Word.
Kwa mulaho mwamazazi apili, taba yeo inge isa lietuna, neli yetuna luli, Luther na lutile za kuluka katumelo, za ninelifela kutisa sichaba, kuzwa mwabu katolika, kukena mwabu ipanguli, kukena mwabu kutono ya linzwi.
Justification by faith has a big wide sphere. They never moved from that.
Kuluka katumelo, saa nine lisibaka sisi tunaluli, ni masikazo kuzona.
Along came another revival called John Wesley. It shook them down from that and brought her down to sanctification.
Kasamula wafani kwata anchafazo yengwi, ye vizwa John Wesley. Yawa nyunga kuzwafani, ni kumutisa kuza kukeniswa.
Live a good, clean, holy life, sanctified by the word of God. Give joy in your heart. That shook off a lot of Lutheran doctrine.
Upile hande kakukena, bupilo bukenile, bobukenisizwe kali nzula mulimu. Unzo osweli kufatabo, mwapilu ya hao. Zani, zato nyunga, tuto yengata ya wa Lutheran.
Then along come Pentecost with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and narrowed it down again by receiving the Holy Ghost. That's right.
Kwana lule lule kwata ha Pentecosta ni kolobezo ya mwe yao kenile. Ni kutuali kusufaza hape, kakuwa muhera mwe yao kenile, yao keniti.
And now, that's begin to shake down. And the gifts and the restoration and the Spirit of God has come in the fullness of signs and wonders into the church.
Amen.
And shook Pentecost.
Michwale zeo kona zee kalile kunyunga katata. Nilimpo, nikukutisezwa, nimo ya umulimu, soti na mwatengi. Mwamu talele na walisupo, nizeo komokisa. Kuta mwakeleke, miunyongi la Pentecost.
Hallelujah.
What is it? We're so close to coming out of the Lord Jesus until the very Spirit that was in Him is working in the church doing the very same things that He did when He was here on earth.
Kisika maiseo, selulifaka ufia hulu ni kutaa kwa mwle na Jesu, kufitila moya luli ono likuye na uveleka mwakeleke, kweza likaze swana luli zana azize, hana alifaa, falifasi.
It's never been anywhere back from the time of the apostles till this time.
Halisikaba kale kaini kai kukuta kwana kwa apostola kufita kana kwa yeye.
See, it's wide, narrows. What is it? It's just like your hand coming to a shadow. The negative. But what is it? It's a reflection.
Kingi mwabona lihasani za kusufala. Kisika maiseo, kuswana inge lizola hao halita kwa muluti. Kono kisika maiseo, kimuluti fela.
What was Luther? A reflection of Christ. What was Wesley? A reflection of Christ.
Luther nalisika mangi, nalimuluti wa Kristi. Wesley nalisika mangi, nalimuluti wa Kristi.
Look, Billy Sunday's age just ended. The other day old Dr. Whitney's taught right here on this pulpit. The last one of the old school died. Around 90, I guess.
Mutalime, lusika lwa Billy Sunday lufelile. Zazireli mwi, muuna muhulu Dr. Whitney, uluti leo na faka talafa. Wama felelezo wabatu baikale, ashwa. Mwali nimo, ze 90 na sepa.
Billy Sunday was a revivalist to the nominal churches in his day.
Billy Sunday, nalimu anchafazi, wali keleke za si hali, mwali za zlani.
He pulled no punches. Stand up there and holler, all you Methodists, hit the sawdust trail, preachers and all.
Nasika keshevisa, nae mafani ni kuwa hali, minakau fila wa Methodisti, mutaile muamunzila, yabupi, walikota, nizengwi.
All you Baptists, hit the sawdust trail, you Presbyterians. He pulled no punches. He was the Billy Graham of this day.
Kaufela mina wa Baptisti muzama ile nzila ya vupi walikota. Mina wa Presbyteriani, na asika keshevisa, na ali Billy Graham, waliza zela kachenu.
Notice, at then the same time as the nominal church is having a revival, what taking place? The full gospel is having a revival.
Mulemwe, mechwale nako, yes wana yeo kireke ya sihali hali, aneiva, nyanchafazo yabona, kingi zeneza alile, evangelie tezi nini anyanchafazo.
There come forth the Bosworth brothers, Smith Wigglesworth, and Dr. Price, Amy McPherson, all those.
Kwata mizuale wa Bosworth, Smith Wigglesworth, ni Dr. Price, Amy McPherson, nibani kaufela.
Look, Smith Wigglesworth died one night, Dr. Price died the next morning, within 24 hours, I was on the field.
Mutalime Smith Wigglesworth ashwa busiku bomwe Dr. Price ashwa kakusasa na otetama mwala alihola ze 24 naba mwasimu.
Now my end's coming down. Look at, you don't hear much of Billy Graham, you don't hear much of Oral Roberts. I see my meeting shattering.
Chwale maferezo aka ataha mutalime kwa amsa utwa huluza Billy Graham amsa utwa huluza Oral Roberts nibona mikopano yaka isuli kukwahela kamiruti.
What's the matter? We're at the end of another age.
Kibute tamangi, lukwa mafelelezo, lusika lusili.
How did Billy Sunday come in? And then they come in just after the great Moody revival. When did Moody come in? Just after Knox revival.
Kanti Billy Sunday natile chwani, ni baba ngwani, ni batile fila kasamula wancha fazo ya Moody. Kana Moody natile lili, nilika samula ofila wancha fazo ya Knox.
When did Knox come in? Just after Finney's revival. Finney after Calvin, Calvin after Wesley, and Wesley after Luther.
Kilili fana atezi Knox, kasamula ofila wancha fazo ya Finney. Finney kasamula wa Calvin. Calvin mamula ho kachwalo Wesley, ni Wesley mamula wa Luther.
On down through the ages come, as soon as one revival's over, God raises up another and throws more light, just keeps moving. Like that.
Kuta chwalo chwalo halamasika kimoba tahezi. Kuzwa fela, foku felela nchafazo ilimwi, mulimu utisa ngayengwe, ni kutisa liseli kabungata, uzama anga fela wanacholo.
Now, we're at the end of this time. Each man has looked at the end of his junction for the coming of Christ. But they had a lot to look forward to.
Chwale lukwa mafelezo anakoye, mutu ufika ufela ulibelezi kubwana mafelezo anzila ya hae, kulikube kutaha kwa Kriste. Kono, nebana nizengata za kulibelela.
The returning of the Jews, flying saucers in the skies, all the things that we see today, but we are at the end. We are here now.
Kukuta kwa majuda, kufufa, kwa lipanga liko mwambi mbiulu. Likaze kwa ufela zelu wanaka chenu. Kwa onolu kwa mafelelezo, kiluna bafa chwale.
They know the church was a seed power that would work in the church the same works of Christ. Because as the shadow becomes deeper and deeper and reflects more.
Nibaziba kulikeleke nena ni kwa muhela mata. Ana akabeleka mwakeleke, kami sebezi Yesu wana Kriste. Kakulisi na muluti, haunzo ya uhula ni kuhula, kona mwuka nivoniseza onachwalo.
You take a shade, farther away from the shade, the least reflection you get out of the shade.
Munge muluti, kwa ule nyana ni muluti, ponazo nyana, ye kabonala kwa muluti.
After a while, the shade gets closer and closer to the tree and the shade is the same thing.
Kasamula onyana muluti wa faka ufi ni faka ufi, kufitila, kufitila kota ni muluti libantu eswana.
Now the Spirit of God has worked under justification under Luther, sanctification under Wesley, the baptism of the Holy Ghost under Pentecost.
Chole mwe omulimu, uvele kile kakuluka, mwatasa Luther, kukeniswa mwatasa Wesley, kolwezo mwe okenile mwatasa Pentecota.
And here it is in the last day performing and doing the very same things that it did when it was in Christ.
Amen.
What is it? The church in Christ has become one.
Miki wofa mwaliza zila mafelelezo, utundani sani kweza ze swana luli, zono lezize, hane uliku Kriste, kisika maiseo, keleke ni Kriste selivire nito ilingwi.
Amen.
And as soon as they connect together that last link, she'll go through the sky shouting, up will come Wesley, Luther, all the rest of them back in those days there.
Milisa swalisa, fela, hamoho, yona tamano ya mafelelezo yani, ika ngelwa mwambi mbyulu, inge ihuwa, mane kutaye Wesley, Luther, nibaba mwibona kwa mulao mama zaziani kwani.
He that's first will be last. He that's last will be first. And there'll come the resurrection.
Amen.
We're at the end time.
Yali wapili ukaba wa mafelelezo. Yali kwa mafelelezo ukaba wapili. Mikona kukata azuho. Luku wa mafelelezo anako.
Listen, that's what the Holy Ghost does. The Holy Ghost by justification. See, just a light shadow of it.
Amuteleze. Kona soe za moya oke nile seo. Moya oke nile kakuluka mwabona. Kimu lutifela oli kani waona.
The Holy Ghost by sanctification. A little deeper shadow of it. The Holy Ghost by the baptism of it. A deeper shadow.
Moya oke nile kakukeniswa. Kimu lutinyana otivile waona. Moya oke nile kakolobezo yaona. Kimu luti otivile nyana.
Now the Holy Ghost by the restoration of its very person being in here. Forming signs and wonders like it did at the beginning.
Amen.
Glory! Go call me Holy Roller anyhow. You might as well get started now.
Chole moyao kenile, kakukutisezwa kwa mutu, saa kata waona. Kakuba mo, kweza lisupo nilimaka zosina mwana ezelize kwa makalelo. Kanya! Ukanibiza kuli mupikulu yake nile ni akulicholo. Mwako na kukalisa kweza zeo chwale.
Listen, brother. Listen to this. All tables are full of vomit. There's no clean place.
Muteleze mizwale, muteleze kuse. Litafule kau fila litezi fila mataza. Hakusana sibaka sisike nile.
Who shall he teach knowledge? Whom shall he make known understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast.
Kimangi yo akalu tavutali. Ukazi bisamangi, kimangi yakao tuise za tuto. Baba kuiswa kwa mavisi, ni kuzuiswa kwa mazwele.
Not little babies, Presbyterian babies, Methodist babies, Pentecostal babies, Lutheran babies, Nazarene babies.
Isi ngili mbutu tuze nyani, limbutu tuza Presbyterian, limbutu tuza Methodist, limbutu tuza Pentecosta, limbutu tuza Lutheran, limbutu tuza Nazarene.
He wants somebody who's willing to get away from the breast and eat some strong meat.
Uvata mutu ya itakaleza kukwa, kwa kuanya, kuliai kungele na maiti ile.
Here it comes. For precept must be upon precept. Upon precept, line upon line upon line. Here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and other tongues will I speak to this people.
Kiefa yataha, kakulikimulao falimu aomu mwimulao. Falimu amulao, taelo falimu ayemu itaelo. Falimu atayelo, hanyia nikafa, hanyia nikafa. Kakulika milomo ya basilimi, nikapuwa ya batu basili, nikavulela kwa sichabase.
To whom he said, this is the rest wherein ye may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear.
Na asivulelezi ali, kaso na se mukafumana kupumula, mufumani se ya katezi pumulo, kase mukafumana kukatuluha, kono baha nile kutua.
The Holy Spirit, if that isn't just the way it come on the day of Pentecost, prophesied 712 years before it come, here it is on the day of Pentecost, come just exactly.
Moya oke nile haiba cholo, akicho na fela molita haezi kaliza za Pentecosta, niliporofitirwe mia haye mia nda Yesu pani 12, lisikata akale, kileo foli za Pentecosta, lita hafela hande kaswanelo.
Somebody said, keeping a Sabbath day, I'm not rejecting or making light of anybody's church or religion.
Yomu minaize, kikuvulukali za zara sabata, anihani, kamba kunyanyifa za kereke ya mutu, kamba vulapeli.
But said the Sabbath day, the Sabbath of God was the rest day. Here's the rest day.
Kono naize, liza zara sabata, sabata ya mulimu, neliliza zara pumulo. Lefa, kiliza zara pumulo.
This is the rest, he said, that you cause the weary to rest. This is it. Amen.
Ye kwa napumulo, abule lakuli mupumule ya katezi. Ye kiona. Amen.
It'll be precept upon precept. Amen. Line upon line. There's the rest. What is the Holy Ghost? The rest.
Ikaba mula ofali mwa mula omungwe. Tayelo fali mwa yewe tayelo. Kie pumulo. Mwe oke nile kinto mangi. Kipu mulo.
Hallelujah.
Oh, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Oh, mutae ku namina kamukana, baba katezi, ni baba imezwi, mini kami imulula.
What is he? The one that comes in you, gives you peace, your sign, your comforter, comforted, at rest, sealed.
Kie namangi? Yena yo ya likuwena, ukufa kozo, sisuposa hao, muti sapiluwa hao, kuomba ombiwa, kukatuluha, kuswaiwa.
How you, it's a sign, the world knows something's happened to you. What is it? It's a comforter. What is it? A seal.
Wikutwa chwani, kisi supo, lifasi lizibanto ye mweza halile kuwena, kinto mangyeo, kimuti sapilu, kisika mangiseo, kiliswayo.
You're at rest. You have, it's your advocate. If you something happens to you, there's something you got to make an advocate for you, right quick. See? Making intercessions.
Wapumula, unani kie namu yemeli wa hao. Haiba wena, sisi ngusieza ala kuwena. Kuna nsisi ngumuani, sisi kuna kuku yemela kapili luli. Mabona, sisi kukupira kwa tengi.
It's the Spirit of God living in the church. Prophesied exactly what it would be when it come. It would be a everlasting eternal rest.
Kimoya omulimu o pila mwakeleke. O profitile handende. Sono kaba sona kana kwa utaha. ukawa wakuya kwile, pumuloe kwa kwile.
God made the world. Hebrews the 4th chapter. God made the world and rested on the 7th day. That's right.
Mulimu na ezelifasi, maevelu, kauha unyafu. Mulimu na ezelifasi, mia pumula, kaliza zilabu sebene. Yokiniti.
Eighth day, come back around. He give that to the Jews for a covenant. For a certain amount of time. That's right.
Liza zilabu 8, la kuta hape mwatasi. Na afile zeo kwa majuda kubabu likani. Kana kwe mwe likani, yokiniti.
But they go and rest one day, go back the first day of the week, start over again new. Start over. That ain't the rest that God spoke of.
Kono, vayo pumula lizazi lilingwi, mukuta kwa mulaho, kilizazi la pili masunda, vayo kalisa sincha hape, ye ncha kukalisa hape, yeo hakiyo na pumulo, ye na ulilaka yo na mulimu.
When God made the world in 6 days, when he went to rest, he rested from then on.
Amen.
That's right. That settled it.
Mulimu anabu pia lifasi mwama zazi asilezi. Hana ilo pumula, apumula kuzwa onafani kupumulelela. Yeo kiniti, ani neliona mafelelezo.
He didn't come back on the 8th day and start again.
Nasika kutakaliza zilavu 8, ni kukali sasa ncha hape.
It was only a shadow. Now, that was a type like the moon to the sun. But when the sun comes up, we don't need the moon no more.
Nelifera muluti, chole wani, nelifera mufuta, inge kweli kwa lizazi. Kono chole lizazi halita, halusato kwa kweli hape.
Now, notice this. Oh, in Revelation 11, the woman with the moon under her feet and the sun at her head. Oh, we could go through the Bible from lead to lead and show you. See?
Chole mulemu yese. Oh, mwasi nilo 11, musali, ni kweli mwatasa mautu wa hae. Milizazi, fato ya hae. Oh, neluka fita mwabivele, kuzwa likepe, kuya kwa likepe. Nikumibonisa, mwabona?
But what is it? When the Bible said in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, if Jesus would have given them a rest day, he would have afterwards have spoke of it. He would have spoke of a rest day.
Kono kinto mangyo, kanti vivele ivulezi mwama evelu kawha nyafo. Haiba Jesu na haba filelizazi lapumulo. Naka vulela kalona hasamulao. Naka vulela kalizazi lapumulo.
What day did he speak about a rest? Come unto me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Kiliza zili filana vulezi kalona lapumulo, mutae kuna, minaka mukana baba katezi, ni baba imezwi, minika miimulula.
Matthew 11 chapter 22nd verse, look, then we find that when we come to him.
Mateo kauhanyo 11, timana 22, mutali mechwale, lufumana kuli, haruta kuyena.
For he, said Hebrews 4, that has entered into Jesus' rest, has ceased from his worldly works as God did from his when he made the world, to never return to it again.
Kakuliena ubulezi mwama evelu 4, kuliyake ni mwapumulo ya Jesu, upumuzi kwa misewezi ya hae alifasi, sinamulimu hapumuzi kwa hae, na kwa yabu palifasi, nasika kutela kulona hape.
How long are you sealed by the Holy Ghost until the day of your redemption?
Na kwe kumakai, uswailwe na kwe kumakai, kamo ya oke nile, kuisa lizazi la kuliulwa kwa hao.
There's that rest,
hallelujah.
Comfort, advocate, seal, deliver. Oh. I get kind of excited, or I get kind of blessed.
Ya uko na pumulo yani. Muti sapilu, muyemeli, liswayo, mula muleli. Ni kutua kutavela. Kamba ni kutua kufuyolo acholo.
Oh, is it promised for us, Brother Branham? Is it proven by the Bible? All right, let's go to Joel. Find out what Joel said about it.
Oh, kana usepise lizweluna, mzole Branham. Kana alipa kilwe kabibele nji. Kulukile alweni kujoele. Lufumane sana abulezi Joel kaona.
How thankful I am for the blessed word of God. Do you love it?
Amen.
I think there, if it wasn't for the word, I don't know where we'd stand.
Mboni vezi ya itume la kali nzula mulimu leli fuyozwi. Kana mwalilata, ni upulakuli kambe, nesi kali nzwi, anizivikuli, nelukai makai.
All right, we're Joel now, we're going to Joel, the second chapter of Joel, and we're going to start at the 28th verse.
Kulukile, lumwa Joele chwale. Luya ku Joele. Kauhanyo ya tu ya Joele. Miluka kalela katimana ya 28.
Joel 2:28. 8 100 years before the coming of Christ. The prophet in the spirit. Now listen.
Joel 2:28. Miahaye miandaye 8 kusikaba kale kuteha kwa Kristi. Muprofita mwamoya. Chole muteleze.
And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old man shall dream dreams and your young man shall see visions.
Mikukae za alakuli hakufelile nikasulula moya wa kafali mwalibupi wakaofela. Miba na bami na baba shimani nibasizana wakaprofita. Vana bahulu bami na balole litolo mimi chaha bami na babone lipono.
And also upon my servants and upon my handmaid will I pour out in these days. Pour out in those days my spirit.
Minibete angabaka baba ana ni baba sali. Nikasulula mwama zazi ao. Nikasulula mwama zazi ao. Mwa moya waka.
And I will show wonders in the heavens above and in the earth blood, fire and pillars of smoke.
Minika wonisali makazo mwali halimu ni mwali fasi. Mali mulilo ni musi obona la inge tukundu kundu.
The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord shall come.
Liza zilika fetu wali fifi. Kweli fetue inge mali. Kusikata haka leli zazi, leli tuna, leli sabisa, lamulena.
And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered.
Mane kweza alekuli, mutu ni mutu, yaka la pela libizo lamulena, uka piliswa.
What? Joel, did you notice in Acts 2, Peter took up the same verse?
Zeoki, kisika mangi? Joele, kana mule mwile, mwali kezo tu, Petro sina angileti mana eswana.
Said, ye man of Israel, hear my word. These are not drunk. This seal, comforted, peculiar, marked people.
Ali mina wa ana wa Israele, mutuwe mazuyaka, va havasika akolwa, va vaswa ilwe. Vati selizweli pilu, vashutani.
They are not drunk as you suppose. Acts 2. Seeing that this is the third hour of the day.
Habasika kolwa kamomunahanila likezo tu. Kakuliye kihola yabulalu mwamusihali.
But this is that which is spoke of by Joel the prophet, saying it shall come to pass in the last days that I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
Konose kisona sesibulezwi. Kijuele mprofiti ya kuli, kukae za ala kuli, mwama za zia maungulo, nikasulula mwaya waka, fali mwalibupi waka ufila.
What is it? What is the Holy Ghost? All right. Now, let's notice again. Promise to the believers. That's what it is.
King seo, mwaya oke nile kintomangi, kulukile, chwale alule muhengi hape, use pisizwe kwa warumeli, kona seo lisona.
Now, this Holy Ghost, we find out what it is. Just a minute. Who's it promised to? To believers.
Chole onamu yao kenile wo. Lufumane seo lisona. Famu zuzufila. Kikuli use pisizwe mangi. Kwa warumeli.
Now let's go to Luke 24, chapter of Luke. Listen what Jesus said in his last words before he left the earth. Luke, the 24th chapter.
Chole halu yeni mwa Luka. Kauhanyo ya 24. Kauhanyo ya Luka. Muteleze. Sana avulezi Jesu. Mwamanzu wa haya mafelelezo. Askazu wa kalimali fasi. Luka Kauhanyo ya 24.
And you just taking this down now. You can mark it down and study it tomorrow when you have more time.
Mimi na wawasu liku ngola ze uchwale. Mwako na kuingola. Mimuyo ipalela yonaka muso. Amukaba ninako.
Now, Luke 24:49. Listen to Jesus speaking. At the end, when he was ascending up into glory. The ascension. Here's the words he said to his disciples.
Chale Luka 24:49. Muteleze Jesu wavulela. Kwa mafelelezo, ana asuli kupahama kuya kwa kanya. Kuya kwa hae, kiaofu manzwi, ana abulezi. Kwa walutio bahae.
Behold, I send the promise of my father. What promise?
Amu buone ni milumela sepiso ya ndati. Sepiso mangi?
The seal. The sign. The comforter. And all these things that I've spoke of. Times thousands more. I send the promise of my father upon him.
Yaliswayo sonasi supo yenamuti sapilu nilikaze ka ufela zeni vulezi kazona. Lina kozenga ta likitikiti. Nimi lumelase piso ya ndate.
What promise? The one that Isaiah said would come. With stammer lips and other tongues I speak to this people, I'll send that rest upon you.
Sepiso mangi? Yonana vulezi isaya kuli ikataha. Kamilo moyasi limi ni puo isili ni kavulela kwa sichabase. Ni kamilumela pumulo yeo.
I'll send what Joel spoke of, that it shall come to pass the last day, saith God, I'll pour out my spirit upon you.
Nikalumasa na vulezi Joel kuli, sikaezala mwamazazi ama felerezo. Kuvulela mulimu, nikasulula moya waka, fali mwamina.
Oh, I'll send to you and make all nations, all people beginning from Jerusalem, I'll bring in the seed of Abraham under this covenant. I'll seal away every one of them. I'll pour out my spirit.
Oh, nikamilumela ona. Nikweza lina kaufela, machaba kaufela, kukalela kwa Jerusalema. Nika tisa mwate njipewe ya Abrahama mwatease abulika nivo. Nika swaya mangi ni mangi wabona. Mwabona, nika asulula mwe waka.
I send the promise of my father upon you, but tarry ye, means wait, in the city of Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high.
Nika milumela sepiso ya ndati, kono mulibele kutalusa kuli, mulitele, mwamuzi wa Jerusalema, kufikira mutala mata azwele la kwali halimu.
What is the Holy Ghost then? Power. From on high.
Kantimu ya woke nile kinto mangi, hey, mata azo kwali halimu.
Not power from the bishop. Not power from the church. But power from on high.
Ising mata azwa ku bishopu, ising mata azwa kwa keleke, kono mata azwa kwa lihalimu.
How did that power come? By joining church? I challenge you to say that that's right.
Mata awo natile chwani, kaku ikopanyo kwa keleke nji, nimiswavisa kweza chwalo, mubulele haiba kwa na chwalo.
But joining the church, shaking hands with the preacher? No, sir.
Kaku ikopanya kwa keleke, kuswalana mwamazo ni mkutazi nji, vatilisha.
Now to you Catholics, sticking out your tongue and taking the first communion? No, sir.
Chole kumina makatolika. Kikulu la vula ulimi lwa hao ni kuko omeza silalu sapili. Vatilisha.
How did it come? Power from on high. Let's read a little farther. Let's go to Acts 1, 8. They're assembling together now.
Chole natile chwani. Mata azwa kwali halimu. Aluwa lengi fapatanyana. Alu yengi malikezo 1:8. Basu libako panamo chwale.
Now they were speaking of Jesus here when they were assembled together and it ordained another to take the Judas's place.
Chwale ni basu likuwa mbola za Jesufa. Ane bako panamo ho. Mindesi waketile yomungwi kuliangesi baka sa Judas.
Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power after this the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Likezo 1:8. Kono mukamu hela mata. Moya oke nile, hase utile, fali mwamina.
What? You become the member of the Bad Branham Tabernacle, no? You become the member of the Methodist Church, the Catholic Church, the Presbyterian, not so in the Bible. That's man-made doctrine.
Sikamangi, ukawa membala wa Branham Tabernacle nji, vatili. Ukawa membala wa keleki ya Methodist, wa keleki ya Katolika, wa Presbyterian nji, akichwalo mwabivele. Yeo kituto ya ipangezi mutu.
But you shall receive power after you have become a preacher. No, sir. You shall receive power after you get your Bachelor of Art. No, sir.
Kono uka muhela mata, hasa uvile mkutazi nji, vatilisha. Uka muhela mata, hasa uvile ni Bachelor of Art nji, vatilisha.
You shall become power after you get your DD. No, sir. You shall receive power after you're baptized in water. No, sir.
Uka wani mata, hasa uvile ni DD, vatilisha. Uka muhela mata, hasa ukolovelizo mwamezi, vatilisha.
You shall receive power after you have taken the first communion. No, sir. See, that's all man-made stuff. Listen what the Bible said, what Jesus said.
Ukamuhela mata, hase uchilemu lalelo wapilinji, vatilisha. Mwabona, zeo kaofela kilitaba zai kupulezi mutu. Amuteleze seivulezi vivele, sana vulezi Jesu.
You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. What is the Holy Ghost? The power.
Mukamuhela mata. Moya oke nile haukata hakumina. Moya oke nile kintomangi. Kimata.
Then, after this, you shall be witnesses, just you 12. You witness at Jerusalem. You shall be witnesses to me both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the utmost parts of the earth, which has never been reached yet.
Mikuzwa fo mukabali paki, minaba 12 fela kihona, kimina mukapaka kwa Jerusalema. Mukabali paki zaka mwa Jerusalema, Judea, Samaria, mane ni kwa maferelezo alifasi, mane alisika fita kale kwa tengi.
And when he has spoken these things, when he spoke of these things while they beheld him, he was taken up in the cloud and received out of their sight.
Miasa avulezi zeo, hasa avulezi litabazeo inze vamuta alimile, kia angelwa mwali halimu, lilu lamu tusa mwametuwa wona.
Now, turn right across the page. Watch these prophecies come to pass.
Twale, amu yefali kepe leli fabuse, mubwone si profiti aseo, hasita lelezwa.
And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, They were all with one accord in one place.
Michwale lizazara Pentecosta halitile, neva inzi kamukana kulikungwe, neva inzi kamukana mwasibaka silisingwe.
And all of a sudden the pastor came in, and I got off the line there, didn't I? All of a sudden the priest come on the altar.
Nikana koilingwe fela mukutazi akena mi, nizule mwanzi lafo njichwane. Kana koilingwe fela mupriesta, aya fakatala, vatili.
And suddenly there came a sound. Not just a make-believe, it was there.
Mikana kwa ilingwe fela kwa utuwa mulumo. Isingi fela tumelo ya kulika nyisa, ne iliteni.
A sound, a minister was approaching the door. The priest had the communion coming out of the holy place. No, nothing like that.
Neli mulumo, mukutazi na hatu melafasi kwa lonji. Mupurisita ananula silalo, inge azo masi halale onji, vahatili, hakuna zichwalo.
There came a sound from heaven, not the rustling of the feet, there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind.
Amen.
Oh my. And it filled all the house where they were sitting.
Amen.
Kwa utu wa mulumo ozo wa kwali halimu, isi nku hoholola kwa mautu. Kwa utu wa mulumo ozo wa kwali halimu sina, inge wa moya wali ngungwa. Mawi. Ni watu talanduka ufila, yene bali kuyona.
What is the Holy Ghost? Here's where they get power. Here's where they're supposed to wait. Here's what happened when they did it.
Mwe oke nye kintomangi, kifaa fuba amu hila mata. Faa kona fuba lukela kulibelela. Kiseo sene seza alile abatuweza cholo.
All prophesied from Genesis right on up. From Abraham right on through it would come and how it would come and the results would come. What is it? Promise to the church, to believers.
Kaa ufila wa profiti ya kuzwa kwa Genesis kuta cholo kukambama. Kuzwa kwa Abrahama kuta cholo kubabangwi. Neuna ni kutaha. Mino katela nilinepo nilikataha. Kinto mangyeo.
And filled all the house where there was, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like a fire, and it set upon each of them.
Niwato talandu kau fela yene valikuyona, mikuwa wonala malimi aka ohana sina amulilo, atoina falimu ayomungwi, niyomungwi.
And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Mika mukana abona, vatalamu yao kenile. Miba kalaku vulela kalipolisili. Momoya nova vulelisiza.
Now we go get on that Friday night. We leave that right there.
Chalo lukafita kuzeo labu faifibu siu. Lukasiela seo nafo. Mwabona?
How is it? It's a promise to the church. Absolutely a promise.
Kuchwa nifo, kise piso kwa kereke. Kaniti, kise piso.
All right. Now we go to find out after they were filled. They were sealed until how long?
Kulukile, chwale lukafumana kuli. Bama no tazwa chwalo, baswaiwa, kuisalili.
How many of you has got the Holy Ghost? I see your hand.
Amen.
There's more with the Holy Ghost than there is without. We want you to be one of us, brother, sister.
Kibabaka imo, baba nanimo yao kenile, alubwa nengimazo. Kuna ni baba ngata, baba nanimo yao kenile, kufita baba sinaona. Lubata kuli, nimi na mube alimungu waluna.
When you understand what it is, it is the Spirit of God dwelling in you to do the works of God.
amutwisa se olisona ki kiona moya omulimu oya ile kumina kuli muweze misebezi ya mulimu.
When God ever sent any of his spirit into any of his servants, any of his prophets, any of his teachers, any of his apostles, they were always rejected of the world.
Nimulimu haruma moya wa hai ku ufika ufira wa batanga bahai ufika ufira wa waprofita bahai ufika ufira wa waluti bahai ufika ufira wa apostola bahai ne bahani wakamita kwalifasi.
They were considered crazy in every age there was. Even when Paul stood before Agrippa, he said, in the way that's called heresy. What is heresy? Crazy.
Nebatali mwakuliva plumuka. Mwalusika nilusika nebalitengibao. Nebafani Paulusi hana yemi fapila Agrippa naize. Kazanzi la ebali kituto ekeluhile. Kukeluha kisikamangi kuliangana.
In the way that they call crazy, a bunch of nuts. That's the way I worship the God of our Father.
Kazanzi la ebali kituto eliangani. Sikuwa tasali kuwa, kona nzila Yesu wana yeni sebele za mulimu wavoku kwa luna.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Yes, sir.
That's right. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them.
Nitabila hulu kuli nikona kubula kuli ni alimu mwavona. Nisha. Yoki niti, nitabila hulu kuli nikona kubula kuli ni alimu mwavona.
Now, after this Holy Ghost fell upon them, it made them so much sweethearts. Until everything was in common. Is that right?
Yeah.
My, what a fellowship.
Tuleka samula umwe oke nile. Utafali mwabona. Waba ezaku wababa ndia hulukuli. Mane likakamu kana za aswana. Kana kucholo. Mawi, mawi. Hakikutwano niyeo.
We sing that song sometimes. Oh, what fellowship. Oh, what joy divine. That's it.
Hallelujah.
Lwaopila ngapina yeo linakwezengi. Oh, hakibulikani kwa butuna. Oh, hakitabo kwa butuna. Kona chwalo.
They didn't care whether the sun shined or didn't. They didn't ask for a flower bed of ease.
Nebasika ataba. Nebasa atokomeli kamba lizazi. Lizazi nelisike la monyeha. Nebasika akupa mumbeta obunolo ote zilipalisa.
Now, I received the Holy Ghost, says some people to me, Mr. Graham, if you will guarantee me that I'll be a millionaire. If you'll guarantee me I'll find oil wells and if I'll find gold mines and
Chole ni kamuhila moya oke nile kona muba ni kulele la batu babangwe. Bobra na mhaiba ukani kolisa kuli nive milionea. Haiba ukani kolisa kuli nikafumana masima abutale wa mafula. Mini kafumana mikoti abutale wa gauda mi.
See people teach that and they teach a lie. God has not promised those things.
Mini ni mwabona zichaba saluta cholo. Mivalutabu hata, mulimu asikase psali kazeo.
A man that ever receives the Holy Ghost don't care whether he begs for bread or not. Doesn't make any difference to him.
Mutu ya mwezimu yao kenile, anatawa kamba ukawa kupela vuhobe, kamba ne, hasiezi shuta no kiena.
He's a heaven-bound creature. He's got no ties here at all. Run.
Kisi vupi wa sisi livira kwa lihalimu. Hanaku, hana sisi mutama fani hanyani. Yeo kiniti.
You don't care. Let come, let go. What may, let them criticize, make fun, lose your prestige. Why do you care?
Anataba kutaisi kamangi, kuyesi kamangi, chwani ni chwani, hamuluani se, vamuse he, ulate ilwe kilikute, uvirada skamangi.
You're on your road to glory. Hallelujah. Your eyes are set on Christ and you're on your road.
Amen.
You don't care what the world says.
Umamu sipiri wa hao kuliva kwa kanya. Hallelujah. Metwa hao atalimile ku kresti.
That's what the Holy Ghost is. It's a power.
Hallelujah.
It's a seal. It's a comforter. It's an advocate. It's a sign. Oh my.
Amen.
It's the assurance that God has received you.
Seoko na seo liso na moya oke nile. Kima ata. Kiliswayo. Kimu tisapiru. Kimu yemeli. Kisisupo. Oh mawi. Kise piso ya kuli mulimu. Uku amu hezi.
How much time have I taken? I've got just 8 more minutes. All right. I got a lot of scriptures here. I don't guess I can get them in, but we'll try our best.
Seningire na kweku makai. Ninani fila mizuzu ye 8 kihona. Kulukile. Alwaneni. Ninani mangolwa manga tafa. Anisepi kuli nikakona kufita kuona. Konoluka. Lukalika molukonela.
Now, after a man has been filled with the Holy Ghost, is it possible that persecutions and things would cause him to have to come back and
Chole, mutu wa satalizwe kamo ya oke nile. Kikuli kwa kuona lakuli manyando nilikazengwe likamu kutisa kwa.
Now he ain't going to lose.
He's still a son of God. He'll always be. Because you're sealed how long? That's right. That's what the Bible says.
Chwale hana kuluza usali mwana mulimu. Ukana abanga wanachwalo kakuli uswailwe kuisalili. Yoki niti kona sebu lezi bibele.
Now, as the disciples had been beaten, they had been mocked, made fun of and everything, they thought it's time to go back together a little while.
Chwale walutiwa hase bashapilwe, basehiwa, babo ni wabukuba nilikaze unkaufela, ni wabupula kuli selinako ya kukuta amu hofana kwenyana.
Let's turn over to Acts, the fourth chapter, and see one day what happened. Now this is to you people who's already got it. Acts, the fourth chapter.
Alwapule ngimwa, mwalikezo kawahanywa fo, ni kubwona hane lieza halile. Chwale, se kisami nasichaba, sisi amu hezi kale. Likezo kawahanywa fo.
Now, Peter and John had been beaten, put in prison, for healing, having a healing service out at the gate of the church. How many knows that?
Chole Petros ni Joani ne bashapilwe. Babe wa matolongo kwa sebelezo. Kuba ni sebelezo ya foliso kwa ande amunya kwa keleke. Kibabaka ibazi bacholo.
This man laying there kind of lame in his feet. He couldn't walk. Been that way for 40 years.
Nekuna ni muna yana alobezi fani. Yana abonala kubasi hole samautu. Nasa akoni kuzamaya. Nasa vile cholo fami haye mashumi ya mane.
And Peter passed through and he said, held out his cup to get something to put in his cup for food. And Peter showed that he was a Holy Ghost filled preacher. He didn't have any money.
Mi Petros ata atengi, mikihali, ata ambeka komoke ya hae, kulisesi nguisiveiwe mwa komoke ya hae, akone kucha. Mi Petros awo nisakuli, na alimu kutazi ya tezimo ya oke nile, na sinama alini ya makana.
He said, silver and gold have I none. See? He wasn't caring about that, but he was a heaven-bound creature.
Kihali, silivera ni gauda haninayona, mwabona, nasa virali kazeo. Konona lisi, si wupi wa sisi liverali halimu.
Oh, how I wish we had time to lay in that a little while there. He was heaven bound. He was comforted. He had the spirit. He had the power.
Oh, mwini lakaleza kulikambelu na nina kwenye nafate nifo, mwabona, na alivira kwa li halimu, na asusuwezwa, nana ni moya, nana ni mata.
He walked on and said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I'll give to you.
Ate habu kaufi miali, silivera ni gauda haninazona. Kono zeni nani? Na akufa.
No doubt the man said, what you got, sir? I got faith. I've got something in my heart that started about 10 days ago.
Hakuna kukakanya muna ya ninaize. Unanisi kama ngimungaka? Ninani tumelo? Ninani sesi mwimuapilu yaka? Sine sikalile mwendi kama zazi ali shumi kwa mulaho.
I was in the upper room up there and all of a sudden all the promises that God had made. I'd walked with Jesus Christ for 3.5 years. I fished with him, out pulling in the fish. I'd done these different things.
Ninilindu, yafali mumweani. Mekana kwa ilingu fela, lisepiso kao fela, zana file mulimu. Nizama ere ni Jesu Kriste kami haimila ulu ni hafu. Niyambile niyena, ingelu yambali tapi. Niyezeli kaze shutana zeo.
And I'd see him heal the sick. He kept telling me, the Father's in me, but when I leave, he'll come in you. So I couldn't understand that, but he said, now I don't expect you to understand it.
Mini mubuoni hafo lisaba kuli. Na atu ndamezi kunivulela kuli. Ndate ukuna. Kono chwale, hania ukata akuwena. Kacholo, nenisa utusiseo. Kono kiali chwale, anikuluveli kuli, uli utusise.
You don't understand these things, you just get them. I don't understand it yet. And don't tell me you do because you don't.
Au tusisi litabaze. Uliamu hele fela hanili utusisi pili. Me usike wanivula kuli wao tusisa. Kakuli, hauli utusisi. Mwabona?
So I can't understand it. I can't explain it. But the only thing I know, I got it.
Kacholo, anili utusisi. Aniko nikuli utusisa. Kono nto fela eniziba. Ninaniwona?
What you say, that's not scientifically. Oh, sure it is.
Kiande muli. Zeo, hakiku ya kasa yansi. Oh, luli. Kuchwalo.
Look at them lights. When Benjamin Franklin caught it, he said, I got it. He didn't know what he had, but he had it.
Amu tali mema light yani. Fani Benjamin Franklin. Hana asweli. Naize. Nilifumani. Nasa azibi. Sana asweli. Kono na nani sona.
And I want somebody to tell me tonight what electricity is. They don't know yet what it is, but we got it. Amen. That's right.
Nini matakuli mutu. Ani bulele busi ubo. Seo malight yali sona. Awazibi kulikini toma ngipili. Konona nizona. Amen. Yao kiniti.
There's no man knows what electricity is.
They can harness it, make it light, make it burn, make it act.
Akuna mtu aziba kuli malight kinto mangi. Bako na kwa swala ni kumonyeha kuli achise kuli asebeze.
But it's generated by generators, two pieces running together like that. It produces that, and that's all they know. It'll give light. It's got power in it.
Kono apangiwa kima generator liemba zepeli zeza maili wanacholo. Litisaona zeo mikona fela ziba ziba. Akamonye aliseli miana ni mata kuona.
That's like the Spirit of God. When you get one piece is you, the other piece is God, and get them round together like that, it'll do something for you. That's right.
Miseo swanasi na moya wa mulimu. Hauna nisiemba silisimwi kiwena. Misiemba sisimwi kimulimu. Nikulivea ingelivele kama ocholo. Aka kueze za sisimwi. Yeo kiniti.
It'll give light, it'll give power. You don't know what it is, and never will know what it is, but you know when you got it. That's one thing, sure. And it's for you, it's yours. It's assurance.
Amen.
Right.
Akamonye aliseli, akafamata, hauzibi kulikinto mangi. Miao na kuziba kulikinto mangyeo, konoka ziba haiba huwa muhezi. Yao kinto ilimu ya niti, mikuwa hao, kia hao, kisepiso, yao kiniti.
What does that light show? There's assurance it is a light.
Liseli leo, ulivoni sasika mangi, yao kisepiso, kilona liseli.
Now, notice this. Now, you don't know what it is, but these fellows said, well, they said one thing they know. We know that they're ignorant. The more nuts, you see, like the little German said he was, see?
Chole mule mwese, chole, hauzibikuli kinto mangi. Kono balikani, bafa nebaize. Kihande, baka, nebabulezi nto ilingwi, yeba ziba. Luzibakuli, abasikai tuta, kibaba mwibali kuba, mabona, sinamu Germany, yana abulezi kulicholo. Mabona?
Said they're ignorant and unlearned, but they've been with that fisherman, that carpenter down there called Jesus. Now I tell you, because they're doing the same things he does.
Balikini timbi miya basika ituta. Kono babile ni muyambiani, muvetiani kafani ya bizwa Jesu. Nika mivulele la kakuli, baezali kazesu wana, zaso likweza.
That's what the Holy Ghost is. It's Jesus living in an ignorant fisherman. A carpenter. Or whatever, ignorant preacher. Whatever it is.
Seo kona moya oke nila ulisona. Ki Jesu ya apila kumuyambi wa sitimbi muveti. Kambas kakaufela, mukutazi, wasitimbi, kambas kama inkaufela.
It's a man that wants to be ignorant to the things of the world, and that's why Jesus come into him, the Spirit of God, the seal, the comforter.
Kimutu ya bataku wasitimbi kwa lika zalifasi. Nikulumeleza Jesu kutakuyena, kimu ya omulimu, kiliswayo, kimuti sapilu.
He don't care about prestige. All thing he wants is God.
Hana taba kazamui kumuso, taba ya tabela fela kimulimu.
When God was setting in order, he said, all you Levites, I've called you out, made you priest.
Mulimu hana wabe ya kamulao, naize, minama livika ufela, nimivizalize kwa ande, nikumie zaba priesta.
And all your brethren, the 12 tribes, and the other 11 tribes, will pay you a tithing.
Nimizwa aliba minaba wangwi, masika 12, ni masika asili, ai 11, aka kulifa sabulishumi.
When you get a 9 bushel apples, pour 1 bushel to the Levites. When you run your sheep to the hall here, pick up the 10th sheep.
Kanti ukabanili kotolo za maapule. A9. Sululela silisimwi kwa malivi. Hauzu salingu za haumwa mwamula kamo. Ungengu yavulishumi.
I don't care if it's a little one or a big one, fat one or a poor one. That belongs to the Levites.
Anataba kamba kie nyani, kamba etuna, kie kima, kamba kie shevile, yeo ki valivi.
Now Levites, when you get all this, then you tithe two to the Lord. You make the wave offering, the heave offerings, the different offerings. You tithe to the Lord.
Chole malivi, au kawa ni zeo kawa ufila, kipetu wa fasavulishumi, niwe na kumulena. Ukati sampu ya sitavelo, nubu ya sitavelo, litavelo ze shutana. Ulifa kasavulishumi kumulena.
Said Moses, for your part, I am yours.
Amen.
He said, I'm your satisfying potion.
Li mushe, kwasi emba sahao, nani wa hao? Oh, Maui. Kiali, ki na kavelo ya hao, ye kukulisa.
That's what the Holy Ghost is to the church today. Silver and gold have I none, but I have a satisfying potion. Hallelujah.
Niseo kwa na mweo kenile ulisona kwa keleke kachenu. Silivera ni gauda hanazona. Kono ni na ni kavelo ye kwa na kukulisa. Hallelujah.
Education, I can't hardly read this book, but I got a satisfying potion. That's good.
Tuto. Naha niko ni kubala handebuka ye. Kono ni nani kavelo. Ye ni kulisa. Ye ukiende.
Doctor's degree, I don't have any.
PhDs or LDs or nothing else. But there's one thing I have, the satisfying potion. That's the part I want. That's the part God wants you to have.
Degree ya dokota hanina ne baekana. Ma PhD kamba ma LD kamba mane hakuna niekana. Kono kuna ni nto elimu yeni nani? Kika vero ye kulisa. Seo kona siemba senibata. Seo kona siemba mulimu sabata kuli mube nisona.
Throw the rest of these old things away, all the prestige and everything else, and walk out and get God's satisfying potion.
Muyumbe zengwi kao fela za kale zeo kusili. Muikumu so kao fela nilika zengwi. Mimuzwele kwande, muikungele kavero ya mulimu ye katulusa.
Because what you've got of this earth, you'll leave here when you leave. But if you've got that satisfying potion, it'll take you up. Just as certain.
Kakuli semuna nisalifasile mukasisia fana kwe mufunduka. Kono hai wa muna nikavelo ye kulisa yani. Ika misa kwa halimu kaswane lofela.
We're always taking out insurance to give the undertaker. Let's get God's satisfying potion and get the uptaker instead of the undertaker. You know they both work.
Luso yiku unganga mali avu lukela kamuso kachenu. Kulirufye malukula. Halu yiku ngele ngika velo ya mulimu ye kulisa. Nikuwa muhera mupahamisi kufita kungamu shetumuni. Mwaziba uveli wabona, wabeleka.
Now let's see. Being let go, they went to their own companies.
Chole halu bonengi. Vasino batuela, vaya kwali bakaza bona.
Not back to the priest. See, that showed they had it. They wasn't going back to that old cold formal thing again. No.
Isi nkukutela kwa wapresita, mwabona, seho siponisakuli, nebavile niona. Nebasa kuteli kuzakale zani, ze vata, litabaze futuma la fila hape, vatili.
Go back and say, now look here what they did to us. No, no.
Vakuta mibali. Chwale amubone, seba loezize, vatili, vatili.
They had their own companies, only about a dozen of them there, but that was a company enough. A little bitty handful of people.
Nibana nisikuwa tasavona. Nekuna nifira baba likani babu nakwani. Kono saani nilisikuwa tatuna luli. Nilisikuwa tanyana fira sabatu.
Being let go after they beat him and threaten him. If you ever baptize in Jesus' name again. That's right. See.
Baba lukulula. Hawa manova shapa nikuwa sabisa bali. Haiva ukile wakoloweza fati nikali vizola Jesu hapi. Kamba nitalusakuli. Kiande yeo kiniti mwabona.
If you ever preach in Jesus' name again, whatever you do, we'll get you. That's quite a threat. Let's go over to the rest of the brethren.
Aba muka kuteza fate nikali vizo la Jesu hapi. Kaufila semweza, luka miswala. Wali, koo kikuwe mbi waluli. Halu ya ingi kubawa ngui, bamizwale.
Oh, that's the way. In unity there's power. In unity there's power. Said, let's us go over to the rest of the brethren. And find out what we can do.
Oh, yeo konanzila. Mwata mahano, kuna nimata. Mwata maano, kuna nimata. Bali, alu yengi fela, kwa mizu wale wawangwe. Nikufu mana zelu kuna kweza.
Now they all come together and was telling different experiences.
Chole kao fela bata amoho. Mineba kandika upaki, wabu shutana.
Being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said unto them.
Basu na ulukululua, bawa kutila kubaha bobona, baba zibisalita wa kao fela, zeba wabulezi wa prista, baba tuna, ni baba hulu.
And when they had heard that, they lifted up their voices to God with one accord.
Mibao haba utocholo, vatumusa kwa manzu wikulula pira mulimu, kapilu ilingwi.
Now listen what they said. Watch him, watch him. Not go back and say, oh, something another about, oh Lord, I'm so sorry. No, they were already saved. They were filled with the Spirit. They had eternal life.
Chole amuteleze, zene wabulezi. Mumutalime, amubabone, isi nkukuta, mamulaho, nikubula kule. Oh, sisi mwisisi chwalo kuli. Oh, mulena niswalele, vatili.
Lifted up their voice with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God. I just like
that. Musa kwa manzwi, vali pilu ilingwi, mibali, mulena, wena umulimu. Amen. Nalata fila cholo muzole poma. Nalata cholo.
Thou art God. We know that. Which has made heavens and earth and the sea and all that in them is. Who by the mouth of thy servant David said,
Kiwe na mulimu, lo haziba chwalo. Kie na ya ezeli halimu nilifasi, nima wate, nize kulona kamukana. Neovulezi kamulomo, wamutanga hao Davida wali.
Now watch, you're going to come back and say, now you go out there and say, well, Lord, now wait a minute, they're just making so much fun of me. Didn't he say they'd do it?
Chole amutalime, mukayo kutamuli. Chole, alusika, chole muzule kwa animuli. Kihande chole mulena, Tole mulibele lefamu zuzufa. Basuli fiera kunivona lishiha. Anili, na abulezikuli, varukela kweza unacholo.
All that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Kaufela baba la takupila kavulumeli. Ku Jesu Kriste, bakanya ndiswa.
Well, you know, my boss told me if he called... Didn't they say that? Well, you know, they brought me in a court the other day about it.
Kihande mwaziba mulenaka unibulezikuli. Haiba ukaswala kana... Aisika bulea kuli, baka bulea cholo. Kiyande mwaziba, nibani hoezi kwa kuta za zireli mwikazona.
Didn't he say you'd be brought before kings and rulers for money? Take no thought what you'll say because it's not you that's speaking.
Hanili naize, muka tiswa fapi la male na nibabu sisi. Kalibizo laka, musike mwalu kisaza kubulela. Kakuli hakimi na mubulela.
I seen it happen yesterday. It's the Holy Spirit that dwells in you. He'll do it the speaking. That's right. Take no thought what you shall say.
Neniboni seo asieza alama abani. Kimo yao kenile opila kuena. Yaso likubulela mwabona. Yena yeo kiniti kulukile. Musika mwabilela kazemu kabulela.
Lord, who by thy mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathens rage? And the people imagine a vain thing.
Mulenaka novulezi kamulo mwamtanga hao Davida wali. Ki nyimicha haseba halifezi. Miba tu valirangi zesna tuso.
The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers gathered together against the Lord and against His Christ.
Malena balifasi, valumelelani, nibaza maisi balifasi, mwamunzi, mwokuluan samulena hao, yake nile kreste.
Of a truth, Lord, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, gathered together.
Kaniti mulena, kuluan samulena hao, yake nile Jesu. Yo ketilewe na abubeli wa Heroda ni Ponto Pilato. Vao wa machaba ni sichaba sa Israele. Vapute hanezi amoho.
For to do whatsoever thou hand and thou counsel has determined before to be done. Oh, I like that.
Kakweza kao fela sisi leliwe kilizola hao. Nika tulo ya hao kuliseza hale. Oho, mawi. Narata cholo.
Lord, you're just doing the very thing that you said they do.
Mule na baso elifela kweza. Yonataba. Yeswana. Yobulezi kuli. Nebakaeza.
Why the Bible says in the last days, there come scoffers, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God.
Bibele ibulezisi kamangi, mwamazazi ya maferelezo, kukata wa somi, baba inuneka, baba itumba eta, baba latami nyaka hulu, kufita kula tamulimu.
True speakers, false accusers, incontinent, despisers of those that are good, having a form of godliness but denying.
Ikawali shembi, baba sebaba tukabu hata, baba sinabui swalo, baba tuwaba tuwaba nde,
They never went up there and received power if this the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Nebasika ya kuwa nikuyo wa muhiramata, kasamula wa muheoke nile, utafali mwamina.
Having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof from such turn away.
Amen.
That's what the Holy Ghost is.
Kuwa ni mubuona alele wabula peli, kono sisi eza mata atengi basi latuzi. Kuwa cholo, muzwe kubona. Seo kuwa na muheoke nile ulisona, mwabona.
What is determined to be done. Now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness we may speak thy word.
Cecilia Lilo Quezala, Chole Mulena, Talima Familia Rabona, me ube batanga bahao, nikuli kabundume kaufela, lukone kubula linzwi, kusna sabo.
Oh, I like that. Get that old wishbone out and get a real backbone in there.
Oh, na lata cholo. Amuzu seli sapo la mongola oska tia. Mimuwe mwati ni mongola oti ile.
Now watch here. We may speak thy words by stretching forth thy hand to heal.
Tuale mutali mefa. Lukone kubulela manzwi a hao. Kakuo toralizola hao. Kuli ufolise.
Oh, brother. Demons don't die. But the Holy Ghost don't either.
Oh, muzwale. Madimona haoshwi.
Stretching forth thy hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus.
Koto lalizola hao kuli ufolisi, kuli lisuponize komoksa, liezwe kalibizola hao, yake nile Jesu.
You see what this fussing about, don't you? You're doing the same thing today, but don't do a bit of good.
Mwawona, sene wakana nila njitwani. Baso likuweza, tabaye swana kachenu. Kono, hasiniezi hande ni hanyani.
And when they had prayed, the place was shaken.
where they were assembled together and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and spake the word of God with boldness.
Mibasino feza kulapela, sivaka, seneva kopani, kusona, saziki nyeha, miwa tukamu kana vatea la moya okenile, miwa ule alinzu la mulimu, vasa sabi.
They got something when they went up there, didn't they?
Ooh, mawi, vafi wa ntoengi, haneva ile kwani, jiswani.
The promise said that's what the Holy Ghost is, to give you boldness, to give you a comfort, to seal you, give you a sign. Oh, my.
Sepisone ulezikuli, seo kona moya oke nile ulisona. Kumifabu ndume, kumifambo mbolelwa, kumiswaya, kumifasi supo. Oh, mawi.
Listen, I wish we just had time. We go down with Philip to the Samaritans in Acts 8:14. You always put me down.
Muteleze, oh, kambelu na ninako, niluka yani Filipi kwa Samaria. Mwalikezo 8:14, minakamu kana basu likungola.
They had received a great joy. They had great healing, but they had been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Neva mwezita wewe tuna, nevana nilifo liso ze tuna, kono, neva kolovelizo kalivizo la Jesu Kristi.
But they sent up to Jerusalem to get Peter. He come down and laid hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. Acts 8:14.
Kono waluma kwa Jerusalema kuyonga Petrosi, ataha miyawa vea mazoho. Neva mwela mwela oke nile, likezo 8:14.
The Gentiles, there was one by the name of Cornelius. He was a wonderful man, paid tithing, built synagogues for the people, respected God, feared God.
Bamachaba nekuna ni alimungu walivizo la konele. Na alimuna yomunde, na alifanga sabu lishumi, na ayahizisi chaba sinagoge, na akuteka mulimu, na asaba mulimu.
A good man, good Presbyterian, Methodist, Baptist, or something other. See? Very good man.
Muna yomunde, mu Presbyterian yomunde, Methodist, Baptist, kambanto isi lifera, mabona, kimuna yomunde luli.
But one day, God said he's a good man, so I must go to send him to a meeting. I'll have to get my preacher over here to tell him about it.
Konoza zele ngwimuli munaize, kimu na yomunde, kacholo nika mulumela fela kwa mkopano, nika esa mkutazi wakatingi, nikumuvulela kazona.
All right, so he saw a vision, said go down to Joppa and find one down there named Simon, Tanner, and there's one Simon Peter in there. Let him come up here, he'll tell you the way because he's received something.
Kulukile, kacholo abona pono ali, zama kwa Joppa. Ni ukafumana mutu kwani yabizwa Simoni musuhi mi kuna ni alimungwi Simoni Petro sikulo kwani yo atae kwanu ukakuvulela nzira kakuli wa muhezi ntoyengwi.
And while Peter stood up there, Cornelius was going to worship that preacher. Peter said, stand up, I'm a man like you are.
Mi Petro sasaye mifani mikonele aya kwa kukuvamela mukutaziani aiza cholo kono Petro sali yema ni mutu sina wena.
And while Peter yet spake these words, how they went back at the beginning, yet same things I'm talking about, how God promised to pour out the Holy Ghost.
Mi Petro sasabule ya manzu yao, kamone wakutezi kwani, kwa simulu kwa, kintu esu wana yene niambula kayona, kamo mulimu na asepize kusula mwayo kenile.
While he spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Na sabule ya manzu yao, mwayo kenile wawe la fali mwabona. Shoo. Hey.
That's what the Holy Ghost is. Who it's for? Sure. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
Seo kona moya okenile ulisona. Kana kiwamangi, luli, mikau fila vata la moya okenile.
Now, notice, in Ephesians, there was a Baptist brother. He was first a lawyer, smart, intelligent man. Know the law, great man, a scholar.
Chole muwone mwa efese, nekuna ni muzwale wa Baptist. Nalimu ituti wa milao ya talifile, muna ya itutile.
One day he got to reading the Bible and he seen there would come one by the name of the Messiah.
Zazire ngwe akala kubala vivele. Nye abone mwate nkuli. Kuna niyaka taha walivizo la Messiah.
And when he did that one, he began to hear about this Jesus and he said, I'm convinced and I openly profess my faith that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
Niyasino eza cholo kupalangi. Akala kutwa za Jesu yo. Mikiali. Na akula luli, minivu lea pati ala za tumelo ya kakuli, Jesu kikreste, yena mwana mulimu.
He was a real Baptist. Here he come on, I openly profess that Jesus is the Christ.
Na alimu Baptist waniti, kiyo ata afa, ni kubule lea pati ala za, kuli Jesu kiena kreste.
He got to doing it so much that God called him into ministry. God will always speak to a true heart.
Akala kweza hulu kuli mane mulimu, amu vizeza mwavulumiwa, mulimu kamita, ukana avule langa kwa pilu ya niti.
And there was a little old tent maker down there by the name of Aquila and Priscilla, a husband and wife. They were tent makers,
Acts the 18th chapter tells you about it.
Mine kuna ni musuhi wa matalo kwa ni walibizo la Aquila ni Priscilla. Muna ni musala hai. Ni basu wa matalo kweza litende likezo kauhanyo ya 18. Ya mivule ya kazona.
Paul, they were friends of his. They had received the Holy Ghost under the hands of Paul and his teaching.
Paulus nelibalika ni wahai. Neva mwezi mwe yaoke nile. Kama zo wa Paulusi ni tuto ya hai.
They heard there's a revival over there, so they went over. There's only about 10 or 12 tending it.
Bautu wakuli nekuna ni ancha fazo kwani. Kacholo vaya kwa tengi. Nekuna ni fiera babali shumi kamba watu elfu veni matile kwani.
So he went over there to look at and he heard this preacher preach to the sincerity of his heart. He said, you know, I believe he had listened to the truth.
Kacholo aya nekulani kuyovona kwa tengi. Ni auto wa mkutazio inza kutaza. Kabu sepali wapiru ya hai. Kiali mwaziba niluma ya kuli ukaateleza niti.
So at the service over, he called him around behind the tent and said, look, we got a little brother about so high, a little hook-nosed Jew, and but when he comes over, he'll teach you the word of God plainly.
Kacholo kasamula wasebelezo ifila, amu vizeza kwa tuko, kwa mula watende meali, amu talime, runanimuzu wale umu nyani, ya kumabutelesi na chwana mujuda, nyana wangu esi kami ingi kashuto, mi, kono haka ataha, ukami lutali nzwi, lamuli mupatalaza.
Well, after a while, Paul was in jail at the same time. Awful place for a modernistic preacher, wasn't it? But he was in jail, and the Lord had him in there.
Kiyande kasamula onyana, Paulus nalimu atolongo, kana kweswana. Sibaka sisi masoluli kuli mkutazo kachenu afumane mwatenye. Njichwani, kono nalimu atolongo, mimule na kiyena, ena mwisi kwani.
So, after the earthquake comes, shook the jail down, he took the jailer in his household and baptized them all in the name of the Lord Jesus and took off.
Kacholo kasamula wakuta kwazi kinyeho yali fasi. Nikunyunga tolongo, anga mulibeleli wa mapantiti. Nibandu ya hae, nikuwa koloweza kaufila, kalibizo la mule na Jesu, nikufunduka.
Come on over, he just cast the devil out of a little old girl down there telling the fortunes. And then is making a lot of money by her, so he just exposed her racket.
Kuliba kusili, miko na fana alele kirefe ila moya omaswe, kuzo kumusiza na umu nyani ya na alaula. Michwale, nebasuli kufumanea, mashele nyamanga atakaina, kacholo ato patulu la makili kichani abona.
So then, they put him in jail for it, and the Lord shook the jail down because he had a bunch of people over there to hear the truth.
Kacholo he, vamu vea mwa tolongo kazona. Nimule na anyunga tolongo yani, kakuli nana nisiku atasabatu kwani, vene vateleza niti.
You can't bind God's word, there's no matter what you're doing, you just can't do it.
Amukoni kutamali nzula mulimu, kunani akunatawa kuve chwani, amukoni fela kweza cholo.
So he come over there to where this man was, and Aquila and Priscilla, maybe they had some sandwiches, and right immediately after the sandwiches, he said, we're going with the revival.
Kacholo ata atengi, kone kuna ni muna yani, mia Aquila ni Priscilla muendine wana nisinkwa, mikapili fela kasamula wakuchamangende, vali, lukaya kwa mancha fazo.
Paul sat back there and held his little robe and listened to this Baptist preacher preach.
Paulusi aina kwa mulao, mi alikuswalali sila lahae, ingi ateleza mkutaza wa Baptist yo inza kutaza.
He said, that's fine what you preach. But there's some more of it.
Kihali, kihande, so kutalize, kono kuna nzengata za teni.
But I want to ask you a question, Dr. Apollos. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe?
Ali ni wata kukubuza puzo, Dr. Apollos. Kana wa mwezi mwa yao kenile na kuyolumela.
Oh, he said, we didn't know where they were. What do you mean by the Holy Ghost? We're Baptists.
Oh, kihali, aluzivi yaiva kuna nizechwalo. Uta ulisikamani, hauli mwa yao kenile. Luwa Baptisti.
But how do you know you're Baptist? See, well, we was baptized. We only the baptism of John.
Ali uziba chwani kuli wa Baptist. Mwabona? Kihande nelukolobelizwe luziba fela kolobezo ya Johani.
He said he only baptized unto repentance. Saying it to believe on him to come, that's on Jesus Christ.
Kihali na kolobelize fela kwa kubaka. Inzavule ya kuli mulumele kuyena. Yana nikutaha. Yoki Jesu Christ.
And when he heard this, they were baptized over in the name of Jesus Christ. And Paul laid his hands upon them. And the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. For whosoever.
Me asno uto cholo vakolovezo sincha. Kalibizo la Jesu Kriste. Mi Paulusi abe amazo fali mwabona. Mwaya oke nile wata fali mwabona. Mi wabuli akalipuolisili ni kupolofita. Vali kaufela.
Now, how do we do it? I want to tell you something. And we'll close because I told you I'd let you out early. You know what the Holy Ghost is.
Chole. Chole, lukaeza, chwanizeo, nibata kumivulele antoengwe. Mina, luka kwala, kakuliseli, nimivulezi kuli, nikamilukulu wakapili, maziba seo mwe oke nile ulisona.
For the last scripture, for tonight, I got another bunch down here, but we'll have to omit that.
Kalingolo la mafirelu zolabu si ubo, ninanisisha ngata tunafa kono, lukasia filazeo.
Let's turn over to 1 Corinthians 12, and then we'll read this, and then we'll close.
All right. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter.
Alwa pulengi mama korinti wa pili 12. Milubale se, mikona luka, luka kwala. Kulukile, ma korinti wa pili kawahanyo wa 12.
How many believe the teaching of St. Paul? Sure. He said in Galatians 1:8, if an angel taught anything different, let him be accursed, let alone a preacher.
Kibabaka baba lumela tumelo, yamuluti paulusi. Luli, naize mwama Galata 1:8, haibali ngeroi liluta, tabaisi yesu tana, libele anatema. Yena mukutazi, akimuwa na amola.
If an angel from heaven come down and taught anything different, let him be cursed. See? Don't have nothing to do with it.
Haibali ngeroi lelizo wakwali halimu, likalu tata baisu tana, libele anatema, mwabona, haana sakweza, nizeo.
Now watch this. 1 Corinthians 12. How many knows that we have got to be in Christ in order to go in the resurrection because it's His body that God promised to raise up?
Chola mtali mese, Makorinti wa pili 12. Ki, kibawaka ibabazi bakuli, luswanila kuba kukreste, kuliluye mwazuho, kakuli kimubili wa hae, wo mulimu wa sepise kuli, ukazusa.
Amen.
There's no other way. There's not another way. If you're outside of Christ,
hakunanzila isili. Hakunanzila isili. Hai ba ukwande a kreste.
You might look back here and believe on Him. Say, sure I believe Him. He's the Son of God. Good, my brother. I'm ready to shake your hand when you say that.
Mwako na kutalima kwa mulao kwanu. Nikulumela kuyena. Muli. Luli. Na mulumela. Kiena mwana mulimu. Kihande mzwale waka. Ni ituki size kusolana malizo. Niwena. Hau kabulea cholo.
I believe on Him. I'll confess Him as my Savior. That's good. But you're still not in.
Nilumela kuyena. Nika amuvulela kubamu pulisi waka. Zeo kihande. Kono hauyo kuyena.
I'll shake hands with the preacher. I'll confess my sins. That still ain't any.
Nika itumeli siamwali zoho ni mukutazi. Nika wakelali bizaka. Zeo nitengi haliyo kuyena.
Now watch. See what Paul said, how you get in Christ. How you go to be known as the circumcision. Abraham, they give a sign.
Chwale amutali memubone sana avulezi paulusi. Mumu kenela kukresti. Ukazi bahala chwanisi na mupato. Abrahama, nevamu filesi supo.
Listen to this now, 1 Corinthians 12th chapter, and let's begin at the 12th verse.
Muteleze kuse, Makorinti wa pili kauhanya 12, miyalu kaleni, kukalelati mana ya 12.
For as the body is one,
and has many members, and all members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Not divided, one.
Kakuli mubilisi na hauli ulimungi, mi una nilila mazengata, milila makau fela za mubili wani, ni hali lizengata kimubili ulimungi, niena kreste uchwalo. Hasika kauhana, alimungi.
Listen, for by one church, how many is reading behind? By one handshake, by one water. No, then somebody's wrong.
Muteleze, kakuli kakeleke ilingwi. Kibabaka wawasuli kubala, mwamula waka. Kakusolana mwama zo hangwi. Kamezi alimangwi, vatili. Kipeto mutu uli angani fo.
By one spirit.
Is it a capital? That's Holy Spirit, man.
Kamoya ulimungwi. Kana, kita kuyetu nanji. Wani kimoya oke nile kanti. Mwabona.
By one spirit. Are we all baptized into one body? Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one spirit.
Kamoya ulimungwi, lunaka ufela lukolovelizwe mwamubili ulimungwi. Kamba luvama juda, kamba luvama chaba, nihaye baba luwilwe, kamba baba lukuluhile. Mikao fela lunwisizwe kwa moyo wa ulimwengu.
The body of Christ is one spirit where every member from Pentecost to this time drinks of the same new wine, the same Holy Ghost, bringing forth the same results.
Mubili wa Kristi kimoya ulimwengu. Ko memba la kao fela kuzwa kwa Pentecosta kutakana kwe. Lunwile kwa veine yencha Yesu wana. Ona moya oke nile oswana, ukati salinepo zeswana.
How do we do it? By one spirit. If God open door of the Holy Spirit. What is it? It's God's open door.
Lweza chwanizeo, kamoya ulimungwi, kimu nyako wa mulimu o kwa luhile, onamoya o kenile, kinto mangyeo, kimu nyako wa mulimu o kwa luhile.
It's a sign, it's a seal, it's a comforter, it's an advocate, it's an assurance, it's rest, it's peace, it's goodness, it's healing, it's life.
Kisi supo, kili swayo, kimu tisapilu, kimu yemeli, kise piso, kipumulo, kikozo, kibunde, kifoliso, kibupilo.
It's God's open door to all these things. It's God's open door to Christ.
Kimunyako wa mulimu okwalu hile, kwali kazeka ufela, kimunyako wa mulimu okwalu hile kukraste.
Which has God proved that he raised up Jesus from the dead, and those that are dead in Christ will God bring with him at the resurrection.
Ovile ni mulimu na wonisize kuli nazu size Jesu kwa wafu. Mibaba shwezi kukreste ba ni mulimu ukaba zusa moho niye na mwazuho.
Grieve not the Holy Spirit whereby you are sealed into Christ until the day of your redemption. How many believes it?
Musike mwanye misamoya oke nile omuswailwe nombolo kaona kukreste. Kuisa lizazi la kuliulua kwa mina. Kibabaka wa olumela cholo.
What is Christ? What is the Holy Ghost? It's not something people laugh at. It is something people laugh at, but it ain't to the believer.
Kreste kimangi. Mwe oke nile kinto mangi. Hakisika seba sehabatu. Kisika seba sehabatu kono haki cholo kumulumeli.
To the unbeliever, I wish I had along 2 or 3 weeks. I'd like to take tomorrow night and tell you what it is to the unbeliever. Let me just run through just a moment of time.
Kuyasa lumeli nilakaza kuli kambe ni nanini sunda zepeli kamba zetalu. Nikata wela kunga kamu sobu siu ni kumivulela seo siliso na kuyasa lumeli. Alubo nengi, fiela nifite muatengi fana kunyana fiela.
It's a laughing stock. It's a snare. It's a stumbling block. It's death. It's eternal separation from God. I just can't think of the thing that it is to the unbeliever.
Kisi seho, kisi teo, kili chwelelisi tatalisa, kili fu, kikuka ohana ni mulimu kuyakwile. Anisa upula fela zeza maya, ni ya salumeli.
Remember, the same ring that the unbeliever made fun of was the same rain that saved Noah and his family. See?
Mupule, pula eswana yeo, ya salumeli na kashebisize, nilipula eswana yene pilisize nuwe nulubasilwa hai. Mwabona?
The same spirit, Holy Ghost, that people are making fun of and says is crazy and a bunch of nuts, it's insanity.
Onamoya oswana, moya o kenile obasuli kukeshebisa batu bali kibukuba nisikwa tasali kuba kikuliangana.
It's the same thing that will rapture the church and take it up at the last days will bring judgment up on the unbeliever. That's what the Holy Ghost is.
Kintu Yesu wana eka angela keleke ni kuingela mwali halimu kama zazi ya mafelelezo kiyo na eka atisaka tulo fali mwaya salumeli yeo kiniti seo kona moya o kenile ulisona.
Blessed are they, may I say this in the sincerity of my heart, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst for it, for they shall be filled.
Mbuyoti kia baba, alubo nengi, nivulelese, kabu sepahali wapilu yaka, mbuyoti kia baba nanitala nilinyola latengi, kakuliba kakuliswa.
Tomorrow night we're going to talk about how, what it does when it comes.
Kamu sobusiu, luka ambola kazona, so ezanga, how so tile.
Now, how many in here would like to receive the Holy Ghost and want somebody to pray for you, that you'll see the light?
Chwale kibabaka imo, baba tabela kwa muhela moya oke nile. Mimu batakuli yomungwi, amila pelele kwa tenikuli, mubwane liseli.
You know what it is? Now, tomorrow night, we're going to take what it does, and then the next night is how to receive it.
Mwaziba seo ulisona. Chwale kamusobusi ulukaanga soeza. Mechwale busi ubobutatama.
Then we're going to call in, have people here instructed, and go right into the rooms and stay there if it takes all through Christmas. Right. Until the Holy Ghost comes.
Mikona luka visa, kubanisicha wamo, kubatatululela, niku kenafila mwamizuzu, niku inamatengi. Hai basikalu walana kukau fila ya Christmas, gihande, kufitila mwayao kenile utaha.
We're going to approach it from a sane Bible foundation. We're going to approach it and get it just like God promised it and it fell at the beginning.
Luka watu melaka mutomo waniti wabibele, luka watu melani kuungasi na mulimu mwana osepiselize. Nimono suluhezi kwa makalelo.
That's the way we're here to do it. It doesn't make any difference what anything says. Where the Word of God has preeminence in my heart. That's right.
Kwa mwono kalyezi za chwalo, na asipangishu tanoniekana kasabu ya mtu, lutengi. Linzula mulimu lina nima yemo ama kalelo mapiru yaka. Yeo kiniti.
And I want what God's got for me. If there's anything more open heaven, Lord, because my heart's open for it. That's right.
Nibataseo mulimu anivulukezi. Aiba kuna nsisi mwihape kwa lulali halimu mulena. Kakulipiru yaka, yaka ikuwa luwezi sizona. Yeo kiniti.
How many wants it now? Raise your hand. Say, pray for me. Now while you remain with your hands up.
Kibabaka ibaba ubata, chwale nanulali zola hao, ubulewe kuli, nila pelele kwa teni. Chwale hamunze, muinzi chwalo, munanule mazo amina.
Heavenly Father, we've taught a long time, but your spirit is here. There are hands, it's up in the air now. And they know what it is. They know what the Holy Spirit means.
Ndatea kwali halimu, lulutile fana kwe telele. Kono moyo wa hao teni mo. Kuna nmazo ana nwezi mwa halimu chwale. Mibazi baseo ulisona, mibazi baseo mwayo kenile utarusa.
I pray, God, that before this meeting shall end, that every hand in here will be raised that they have received it. Grant it, Lord.
Na lapira mulimu kulimukopa nuwa usika fila kale. Kulilizo waka ufila mwa halimu, lika nanuha kulibali ya muhezi. Lumeleza cholo mulena.
We pray for them. We ask you to bless them and to give them the desire of their heart. Look at their hands, Lord. They love you. They want it. They know they can't go.
Lwaba lapelela, lukupakuliwena uwa fuyole, nikubafata kazo ya pilu ya wona. Tali mama zo wa wona. Mulena, vaa kulata, vaa ubata. Vazi wakuli ya wako nikuya.
Tomorrow night, if you'll help me, Lord, we can prove it in the scripture that they'll never make the rapture without it.
Kamusobusi uhaiba uka nitusa mulena. Lwako na kulivonisa mwema ngolokuli, hawa na kuyopunya mwaku ngelwa, kusinaona.
So I pray, Father, that you'll give them hunger and thirsting so that they can be filled. I present them to you now, Father, and grant these blessings as we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Kacholo na lapira ndate kuli uva afete ala nilinyolwa kuliva kuliswe. Nibatisa kuwe na chwale ndate, milumelezali mbuyoti ze, sinahalu kupa kalibizo la Jesu. Amen.
I love you. I love you. You are the first love of me. Say this before we sing again. I want to meet with a bunch of ministers in the room here Friday night before the service starts. See, Friday night.
Nibata kubulela chwana lusika opera kale hape. Nibata kukopana nisikwate asaba kutazi mwamuzuzu womo. Labu 5 busihu sebelezo isika kale sakale. Mwabona? Labu 5 busihu.
You see what I'm trying to do? To show what it is, how to approach it, and what to respect. Then you're not coming blindly, beating into something. That's the reason I never asked it tonight.
Ni, mwawona senili, kakweza, kubonisa seo ulisona. Mwaku utalimela, nisa kukuteka. Mia muta ika bubofu, inge lungungu la kumasika. Leo kona livaka, anisika kupazeo busi ubo.
I want you to know what it is. It's a promise, it's a seal, it's a comforter, it's so forth.
nibata kuli muzibe seo lisona, kise piso, kiliswayo, kimuti isapilu, kizeo kaufela.
Then, tomorrow night and the next night, then we'll start right then, from then on until it comes. And, don't care how long it takes, we'll stay until.
Mikamuso busihu, nibusi wabutatama, chalelu kakalisa kapili fela onacholo, kuzwa fo kuya kwa pili, kufitela utaha. Akunata wakamba ukangana kwe kumakai, luka aina kufitela na kweyo.
Clean up your heart. You'll never pour it in an unclean heart. Get right, be ready, and he'll grant it.
Kenisa pilu ya hao, hana kusulule la mwapilu ye masila, vaya lukile, vaya itukisize, mi uka ulumeleza. Aruna mune kumazo aruna chwale.
The pastor just said, and we agree, that tomorrow night we'll start at 7 instead of 7:30. That'll let you out at 8:30 instead of 9:30.
Mulisa na ubulezi fela milo alumira. Kulikamu sobu si ulukala ka 7 kufita kuba ka 7 seti. Meseo sika mikonisa kumiluku ulaka 8 seti kufita kuba ka 9 seti.
At 7 o'clock tomorrow night, the song service will start. I'll be on the message at 7:30.
Ka 7 kiloko kamu sobu si u, sebelezo ya lipina ika kalisa. Likaba falingusa laka kasebene seti. Alunga nitutaulo tualuna, nikutufukisa kuyena. Muzoefera mwami kwa yasizo chwale. Kurukile, mulisa na wami na chwale, muzwa nevayo.